Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. The final ticket to the CFP national title game will be punched tonight in Atlanta as Indiana and Oregon clash at 7:30 in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Winner faces Miami, which bested Ole Miss in Thursday's Verbo Fiesta Bowl. In Columbus, after seven games last season, true freshman defensive lineman Jarquez Carter is the 18th Buckeye to enter the transfer portal per Hayes Fawcett of Rivals. From the NFL, the Browns will interview Seahawks second-year defensive coordinator Aiden Durdy for the head coaching vacancy today. Additionally, ESPN's Jeremy Fowler reported Cleveland has also requested permission to interview Chargers defensive coordinator and former Michigan DC Jesse Minter. This update sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. Need help recovering from the holidays? Get a holiday loan from BMI Federal Credit Union. BMIFCU.org/holiday loan. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
It's time to add some spice to your nooner. Nooner. Funny. This is the place where big-time guests, bold opinions, and little cute doggies come together. This is Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus, the number one rated windows and doors in Columbus.
So where's the office back at Division? In the office, baby. Going out.
And here we go. Welcome back in to another edition of Rothman and Ice. I'm Matty Ice, TLC on the board doing his thing. And ladies and gentlemen, to my right again today is the former Buckeye and national champion, Joshua Perry. JP, happy Friday. How we feeling today?
Feeling pretty good. Decided today needed to be a standing show for the people that are watching on the YouTube feed. Boy, I hadn't been to the gym in a couple days, and I just feel like I can't be sitting.
Okay, we got a dumbbell around here somewhere. We can get some calf raises in.
Bobby stole it.
Standing squat. He took it?
I don't know.
Maybe at his desk.
Something he would do.
But as the intro was rolling, I looked at you.
Oh, yeah.
I looked across the glass there, and I saw TLC standing, and I said, I can't be that guy. I got to stand up with my guy. So, yes, welcome in, folks. Happy Friday to you. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Shout out to everybody listening. Wherever you're at, we love you. You can consume us wherever you get your podcast. All you got to do, folks, is type in Rothman and Ice. Everything we do from noon to three, we'll be waiting there for you. Subscribe to the podcast as well. The menu for today, Joe DeLeon, A to Z Sports, does an awesome job covering college football. He will join us at the bottom of this hour, 1:30. We will do NFL picks. The playoffs are here. It's crazy. Great football weekend ahead. Tonight's game with Indiana and Oregon. NFL playoffs popping off. It should be a great weekend. 1:45 in our Buckeye Bulletin. Pat Murphy from Bucknuts.com does some great work with us here at The Fan as well. He will join us to talk about this transfer portal is popping again today for Ohio State. So we'll get a breakdown from him on that. And then 2:30, a guy you know very well.
Yes.
A guy you know very well. Chris Sims from the NFL on NBC, the Unbuttoned podcast, he is going to stop by to preview the NFL playoffs with us. I'm really looking forward to that, JP.
Chris is a treat. Gotten to know him over the last couple of years. A lot of great football thoughts float around in his head, but he's also just a genuine guy, so he'll fit the vibe. Looking forward to talking to him.
No doubt. TLC, what's going on, man? How you feeling today? You good?
Yeah, I'm all good. I was glad that you didn't let Josh sun you like that, because I saw you look up and then stand up.
I was going to have to sit down if that was... I don't like being in that... It almost feels like an unbalanced power dynamic. Yeah. If you're sitting down and as tall as I am, that's a no-go.
I know, because I think I've seen it before, because Michael Bennett stands a lot when he's doing radio. So Michael Bennett's in here standing. And if like it beams like sitting next to him, it's just like this weird dynamic. It's like, is there like a power move? Like, is he establishing his dominance
right
now?
In JP's mind, I think there was a little bit. I felt like Muggsy Bowe and you were Yao Ming when we started the show. Like, that's what it felt like. Because you mentioned this earlier. We were out there in the office just talking about a whole bunch of stuff, as we usually do before the show. And we were talking about handshakes and how T-Bone was in on this, TLC was in on this, and we did some research. One of the first handshakes on record was, what, 1977?
No, that was a high five.
High five.
That was a high five. The yes. origin of the high five.
And that was Dusty Baker that I think we got to give some credit to, former Reds manager. But then you started to bring up how some people like to insert maybe some dominance via a handshake, and you don't like one form of a handshake.
So, you know, there are the people who like to put the second hand on top to really make it a warm handshake.
Adam King.
Right. That's Adam King. To me is a slight trying to play dominance, right? But it's minuscule. It's the one where they shake the hand and then they go and grab your forearm with the other hand or start pat. Don't do that to me. You're trying to control the shake, and I'm not going to let you control it.
What about the pressure that you feel in a handshake? Because I think there can be some form of dominance within that.
You got to match pressure.
I think so, too.
You have to match pressure. Yeah. And then the other one is when people purposefully snub you.
Mm.
So they cut the handshake off. They just got your fingers. Don't do that to me. We got to redo it.
Yeah, run
start
it back.
From scratch.
Run it back. Yep. So we had handshake etiquette earlier.
Yes,
we had
dap
up etiquette earlier. We got it all in order prior to the show. Last night in Arizona, how about that game? How about the game delivered?
It was a great game.
Absolutely delivered. And then some. I want to give you the floor because I know you and I were texting back and forth about some stuff you wanted to get into about football itself, the game last night. Where do you want to go with this? Miami gets it done 31-27. And how about this? Miami gets to play the national championship in their backyard.
Sure.
Unbelievable.
Will their fans show up is the question.
That is a great question. They had a nice kind of representative. I felt like more Ole Miss was in the building. Maybe that was just to my eye last night. But the first time in over two decades that Miami is going back to the national championship. So congratulations to them. But JP, some of your takeaways from that game?
Yeah, so I'll start with the U. It was interesting watching Miami in that one because it felt almost like how they approached the Texas A&M game from some regards. I don't know if they ran the ball enough.
Yeah.
And they run it like 50 times still? But it felt like they should have never thrown the football. Ole Miss was just having trouble stopping the run game. It's what Mario wants to do. And it felt like they almost went out of their way to try to be balanced. And then we saw Carson Beck. Mm. It's the reason the dude had like 200 yards total going into his third game in the college football playoffs. It's the reason he threw for 138 against Ohio State. My man's elbow still might not be right. He got a noodle for an arm. And so to me, Miami was who they wanted to be when it came down to it. Tough, gritty team. I mean, credit to Carson Beck, too, right? That last drive that he had to get the team down the field, I thought was great. Ole Miss, wonderful story. Yeah. Lane Kiffin out the door. Players are fired up about that. They were shuffling their coaching staff up until game day. Nobody should ever have to go through that, and they didn't make a single excuse, and I give a lot of credit. But one thing that bothers me, and I say it every Saturday, I'm going to open a tackling school.
Okay, AR would love to hear this because AR, when we come in here on Mondays, he has on his notepad like plays that drive him nuts. Mm-hmm. And it's guys that do not know how to form tackle.
Okay, so Urban used to do this thing where he said if you miss 10 or fewer tackles, really he said single digits, so I guess 9 or less, you oftentimes win the football game. When you start to creep into double-digit missed tackles is when you give the other team too many opportunities on plays, too many leaky yards. Ole Miss, like many college football teams, they don't know how to tackle. There's a tackling epidemic. They need help. I will help some of these people. Pay me a fee. I'll come in during the spring. I'll show you how to tackle. There was one play, I think it was the first play of the fourth quarter, where they throw a screen to Malachi Toney, and it is bottled up. And there is no tackle even attempted. And part of the reason why is guys, for some reason, think that they need to break down, chop their feet, and drop their center of mass to make an open field tackle. I would surmise that if you know how to take a proper angle, you don't need to stop your feet at all on an angle tackle. You'll run right through a guy, knock him off his feet.
Mm-hmm.
But here he is. You got a quick dude. You're 3 yards away. You start chopping your feet down, you'll never catch him. Yeah. And I see that far too often. Guys don't run their feet. They don't bring their arms when they tackle. They don't try to punish people. They want to get them to the ground, but they don't want to hurt them. There's got to be some ill intent.
Let me ask you
when
this.
You get to the point of attack.
Is this the rugby style tackling that you're referring to that's causing some of this lack of efficiency?
The rugby people will tell you that if you take the right angle, you can put your the head in front, head behind, big topic of conversation. I believe in the head behind because that means they would have to run through your body if they're going to cut back. If your head's in front, they could swoop by you. It's neither here nor there.
I got you.
The rugby people will tell you you don't need to break down either.
Yeah.
They're just trying to make sure that you don't scramble your noggin.
Yeah, it was sad because I think Fowler and Herbie brought it up yesterday that Ole Miss was bottom three or bottom five in the SEC this year and missed tackles.
It's bad.
And it came back to haunt them.
By the way, those guys had a rough game.
They did.
The booth.
Yes, they did. It was a little clunky for them.
Yeah.
A little clunky for them, for sure. But for Ole Miss, Chambliss is an absolute dude. The story is incredible.
He almost had him at the very end of the game.
He really did. I mean, the PI, look.
Where are you at on that?
If I'm an Ole Miss fan, I want it.
Okay.
I want it. I thought it was a PI, right? I think
that's, you as an objective observer, where you
I
at?
Thought it was PI.
Okay.
I thought it was PI.
Okay.
I thought one of those plays too late on Miami's drive, their game-winning drive, I thought one of the right tackles jump early.
He did.
Okay, so I wasn't seeing things, right?
No.
The refs completely missed that.
Yes.
But to your point, they take advantage. Prior to that, they get the big touchdown from Malachi Toney up the middle of the field. The offensive line sets up that wall beautifully.
Learn how to tackle, too. They had two guys in position. They didn't shoot the shot.
I know. And you know what's crazy is I felt like Miami didn't play their A game last night. And whether it was a doink of a field goal from Ole Miss or them leaving that game 2 of 10 on third down, they just couldn't clean up some of those areas to where I think if they could have took advantage of those throughout the game, they found themselves in a game where Miami was not sleepwalking a little bit, but they didn't bring their best stuff to the party. And that's, I think, going to stick with Ole Miss because they obviously could have had that one. And Lacey was running hard.
He was.
And all those things. So they checked a lot of boxes. But some of those important ones, they let slip and go the other way.
I'll say this about Ole Miss as well, and Trinidad Chambliss specifically. He has become a legend in college football. I thought there were parts of that game that he tried to force. I think he was trying to force some magic from the Georgia game, especially early on against Miami. And that's the part of the playing quarterback that can be so difficult, is when you start getting in your own head. And instead of just playing the game that comes to you, try to force a different game. Once he settled in, you see the pace that he can put on the football, the pinpoint accuracy. He was thrown into windows where there would be two or three defenders, and he would put it in a spot that would zip past one defender and be on the opposite hip of where the other defender is. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But early in that game, I felt like he was trying to make the play happen instead of just letting the play come to him.
Felt like that, for sure. And so credit to Miami. They stick with what their MO is. We're going to ground and pound. We're going to hit you with a couple spark plays every once in a while with our playmakers. But Mark Fletcher, again, with a over 100-yard game, averaged 6 yards a pop. Shout out to his mom.
Yeah.
He mentioned on the broadcast yesterday. She drives everywhere. She doesn't want to get on any plane. She's going coast to coast. So that is dedication. And then congrats, Mama Fletcher. You don't have to go far now.
They said 20 miles.
The game's right in your backyard.
I talked to my dad about this. I watched a game with him last night. I said, watch Mark Fletcher get drafted to like Seattle or San Francisco or somewhere just far as hell.
You got to move her out then.
But she's still going to have to travel, though.
Yeah,
like, you're going to be in one of those
back
spots where.
Very true. Very true. I know some people like that, that just cannot get on a plane.
It's easy.
I love getting on planes.
Same.
It's a good experience. Good experience. All right, here we go. Coming up tonight, we got Oregon. We got Indiana. We're going to get into that 7:30 kick down there in Hotlanta. Where is Vegas on this game? Two Big Ten teams that have already played. What do we think? We'll tell you next. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
Let's see. High school, Buckeyes, Browns, kids in the retention pond. It must be Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Football is good. The Fan. All the folks at
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Plant people warned me to slow down. I said, I don't know how. Thanks to my VA care team, I haven't.
At VA, we're using technology to help veterans recover faster and live their lives to the fullest. Learn more at vacareers.va.gov/PSA.
It's a new year. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Your child's oral health milestones matter. By age one, see a pediatric dentist to establish good oral health habits. At seven, see an orthodontist to check your child's bite, teeth, and jaws. Around 15, visit an oral and maxillofacial surgeon to have your child's wisdom teeth examined. Remember, milestones met, healthy teeth set. Visit milestonesmet.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
What would it take for my child to only miss half a day of school for treatment?
What would it take to find a cure for childhood cancer?
It would take all of us to come together to support the research. Join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today.
Hello, it's... Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Few shower chances mainly earlier in the day. Otherwise, we'll see some clearing into the afternoon and warm and breezy with highs in the mid to upper 60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy overnight with our lows down into the 30s. And we kick off the weekend with cloudy skies and a chance of showers as we head into late morning and into the afternoon. Winds will calm down with temperatures only getting into the low 50s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Dog friendly. And if you ain't down with that, this is Rothman and Ice.
Happy Friday. Welcome back in, folks. Joshua Perry in the building today for AR. Listen closely because tonight you can join Ohio State Men's Volleyball Dog Night and meet adoptable dogs looking for their forever home. Plus, sign your own dog up to attend the 6 p.m. match at the Covelli Center versus New Jersey Institute of Tech. Enjoy free admission and parking and an Ohio State chew toy for your pup. More information can be found on OhioStateBuckeyes.com. You know, I was thinking about this, too, last night. Pretty cool for Mario Cristobal and Carson Beck. Their journeys to get to a national championship, right? Sure. Mario Cristobal out at Oregon, goes back to his alma mater, an alma mater that has been just wanting any type of real relevancy again over the last couple of years. We touched on that yesterday. And then Carson Beck's journey from Georgia to Miami. Now, look, his play has been spotty as we talked about, but those two guys, it kind of just speaks to where we are in this era of football, specifically for players and the opportunities now you have to move around. But even for Mario Cristobal, because I don't know, it's never to me the easiest thing to go back home, if you will.
Right.
That's a lot of pressure, and he's delivering on that pretty early within this new cycle of him being the head honcho down there.
I've talked to agents about this, about coaches and how desirable it is for them to be at their alma mater. Mm-hmm. And one guy summed it up really well to me. He said, your alma mater is either your first stop or your last stop, but it's not the place you go in the middle of your career. Because, you know, if it's the first stop, it means your alma mater is probably like one of those stepping stone jobs anyway. So you get it out the way and you go on to bigger and better. And if it's one of the top jobs, those guys are getting hired to get fired in the first place. So you don't want to do that in the middle of your career. And then you feel like you can never go back home. You're alienated from your alma mater. So I do feel like for Mario, and I talked about his impact in bringing back the old school Canes, all that stuff matters. And I'm happy to see it pay off for him. He's shaking that big game Mario and that can he call it? Is he going to make the mistake? Is the reason going to be him? He's starting to shake that a little bit. Yeah. And then as you mentioned for Carson Beck, again, the arm is the arm. People threw this dude away like he couldn't play football at all. And to be a veteran, to be a leader, to make timely plays with his legs, to be a guy that folks in that locker room look up to has to be a huge deal for him.
No question. And I want to say this before we get to Oregon and Indiana. I need a solo cam in the Natty just on Michael Irvin and Ray Lewis.
So how they do like the different feeds.
I just need to see that.
Put that on the ACC network feed.
I don't know if you caught this. If you watched the coin flip.
Oh, the coin flip was totally insane, by
Patrick
the way.
Patrick Willis.
Yeah.
Ray Lewis. And Ole Miss says, we want the ball.
Yeah.
And Ray Lewis looks at his guys and says, oh, they want that. they want that. Like, gassing his guys
By
up.
The way, Patrick Willis looked like...
He could go.
No, he looked like there was a little CTE going
on. Oh, really? I thought he looked like...
No,
he
physically,
was,
he looked fine. I think he forgot the mechanics of the coin flip because it seemed like there was a lot of directing on where he needed to be in that whole setup.
Yeah, it was. Look, I love seeing those legends come back, but Ray and then Michael Irvin is just always just, you know, he's all one. He's absolutely all one. That field, always a slippery surface. It happened a few times yesterday, too.
Bad situation. I think they roll turf in specifically for that game over the field that is already on there.
Right.
And it feels like the grass is never fully set. So you can't dig into it.
Can't dig into that. We're going to dig into Oregon and Indiana right now, part two. Vegas JP telling us Indiana favored by 3.5. I believe that was the line for yesterday's game, too. And they delivered on that. Yeah. Very, very tight contest. We saw this movie before out in Eugene. Mendoza throws a pick six in that game. They find a way to rally. That was one of his big moments that led to the Heisman and one of, I believe, Indiana's big moments this year to give them confidence, right? Because at that point in time, yes, you put together a nice body of work, but I think you need those as a coaching staff and a team to say, we can go into a tough venue.
Yes.
And not only go into a tough venue, but face some adversity at that venue and come out on the other side. It was that game, the Mendoza drive at Penn State, amongst some other things that they've done. And so as far as them being ready to go for a game like this, I'm not going to question that. It's a clean operation more times than not when it comes to Indiana, but you know Dan Lanning, Dante Moore, and their crew are ready to get their lick back.
So if you are Dan Lanning and you're asking what has to be different for us to win this time around, I think it comes down to two things. And they did part of the first thing very well, which is if you can bottle up Indiana's run game, it becomes a lot harder for them to score points. It's an RPO-based offense. So if there's no run option, then they're just a drop back pass offense, which they don't necessarily want to be. They want to be able to play with the numbers on you. In the games where teams have stopped the run well against Indiana, that was against Iowa, Oregon, kind of the first time around, did a pretty good job of it. Against Ohio State, it was like that. Mm-hmm. Penn State did a good job of it. Those were the games where Indiana's offense struggled compared to some of the other outings. It weren't the explosive offensive outputs against Iowa. Didn't know if they were going to pull that one out. Yeah. We saw what Ohio State was able to do, bottling up their run game pretty good. They only put up 13 points. So if they can do that, Indiana's offense becomes different. The second thing Dan Lanning has to do, they got to create some explosive plays. Mm-hmm. That is way easier said than done. This is an Indiana defense that when you drop back, hard to block them, right? They mix up the run game, so they've got guys running through gaps unblocked, and they don't get out of place in the secondary. Oregon's offense relies on explosives. When they've got to go long drives, and we saw it against Texas Tech a little bit, long drives, got to go for it on fourth down. That first half, it seemed like they did nothing but control the ball and only scored 6 points because they had to drive the length. if they can hit the explosives, now it becomes a little bit of a different story.
It'd be interesting, too, to see on Oregon side of things on offense what type of punch they can get from that run game now that we know Jordan Davidson is not going to be available for him, for them. And that dude, I like watching him play, man. He's a special playmaker for them. They've got a nice crop of running backs.
They do.
Though,
they were like a three rotation.
So maybe it doesn't really crumble the whole operation, but he's obviously a very talented guy. And then Dante Moore in the first game wasn't clean for him either.
Well,
he also had a couple picks at home, too.
Dante Moore was what Julian Sain looked like by the end of the year, because that was the first time he was under duress. It was that stat that we did with Julian. He hadn't been sacked all year long. And then they played Indiana. That was Dante Moore. It's like, oh, they've only given up two sacks so far this year. He got hit like five times in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to grow up a little bit, too, and be able to handle some of that pressure, which he did well at times against Texas Tech. Maybe not as well. Like, that's going to be the biggest thing for him. Stand in that pocket and deliver the ball, buddy.
Are you concerned at all, JP, about the coordinating situation for Oregon? Because we've got two different things going on. Indiana's staff right now, they are locked in.
Locked and loaded.
Both coordinators for the Ducks are going elsewhere to be head coaches. Do you think that, because they've got to this point, so it necessarily, maybe to your eye, has shown itself, but in a game like this, the distractions, because we heard from Heartland, that was a real thing. When that first announcement came out that he was going on to USF, talk to us about that and how you're feeling about the Oregon side of things.
So I'll tell you, from folks that I know over there, the Dan Lanning, Tosh Lapoy, which is a defensive coordinator for Oregon, that relationship is starting to get a little bit weird because of the requirements for Tosh right now taking the Cal job. The Will Stein, the offensive coordinator, he went from that quarterfinal game against Texas Tech, flew to Lexington because he's the head coach of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. He's up at midnight watching tape with recruits. He's going out to dinner with those guys on Saturday. Buddy, what about the game plan? What about your offensive game plan? So, yeah, this is a problem for me.
No, we shouldn't
have to do this, by the way. The NFL would never be in a situation where this is going on. They would never be in a situation where their main talent acquisition period is at the same time as their postseason.
Makes
the draft would never happen when the Super Bowl is going on, and this is what college football is doing.
Makes no sense. They got to clean up the calendar for sure. There's so many things they got to clean up. Let's hear from Fernando Mendoza here. Here he is on his routine post the Heisman and how he's trying to stay locked in.
There was a lot of media attention during, especially after the Heisman. However, really stepping back and keeping to my process and keeping to my routine and not changing too much, and also not really having social media. I only have LinkedIn and YouTube on my phone right now. It's really helped put things in perspective and keep all the opinions of in the building opinions. So I'm not online reading, oh, Fernando's great, Fernando sucks. I'm listening to what my quarterback coach, Coach Chandler Whitmer, says and thinks, and what the quarterbacks in our room, you know, think. So that is where my focus is, and that's how I've been able to play my best football so far.
I got to give you two things.
Go ahead.
So first off, Fernando Mendoza, great speaker. One of the things he likes to do is give the first name and the last name of the coach that he's talking about, right? Coach Kurt Cignetti, that's Coach Bryant Haynes, right? Like, just, okay.
Let me tell you this, though, about this guy.
Okay.
Fernando Mendoza is a owner and GM's dream. Because that guy and what you heard right there is so coach speak and just buy the book, and that's what you're going to get.
I'm going to tell you why he's not.
And tomorrow. Oh, why not?
I'm going to tell you why he's not. This man kept LinkedIn on his phone. What the hell do you need LinkedIn? Are you looking for a job, or are you looking to play football?
I don't know. It's a great question.
No, well, why does he need LinkedIn?
I have no idea.
Bro, your job is going to be in the NFL. You're not working for Newmark. You're not working for Goldman Sachs. You are going to be working for the logo, the shield.
He's different, man.
Yeah, what are we doing?
I don't know. That was strange there, but looking forward to seeing him ball again. Last time we saw him in that offense, BTA to Alabama.
Yikes.
Coming up in 2 minutes, Joe DeLeon covers college football for A to Z Sports, joins us to talk about last night's game, tonight's game, and a lot more. We're Rothman and Ice right here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only. Life.
Rothman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hitting a hole in one into your ear hole. Ooh. This is Rothman and Ice.
Welcome back in. Joshua Perry in the house today. Olin Tangi's finest. You were Olin Tangi.
The original.
Okay.
The Braves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the Olin Tangis has been cleaning up recently.
So there's actually a sign on, I think it's on Old State Road in Lewis Center, that's got all of the Olin Tangi championships. Okay. All the school's been balling.
Okay, they have. Yeah. You know, I fell short. You know,
tax money well spent.
Okay, I fell short my senior year.
Well,
we won't talk about that. Huntington Park, Cincinnati Molar. Yeah, last game ever. We lost it. Hey, we're going to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline right now. Joe DeLeon does an awesome job covering college football for A to Z Sports. Joins us now. Joe, happy Friday. How we feeling, man?
I'm feeling pretty good. I've been riding Miami for a long time and saying that they could get to a national championship. So I'm feeling great today because I'm vindicated.
You know, I mentioned earlier, Joe, it felt like Miami didn't even play their A game yesterday and still found a way to get it done. A couple moments throughout the game where they're dropping interceptions and all of that. But Carson Beck ices it with that touchdown late. I know Ole Miss fans will be hollering from the rooftops about that interception call, or I'm sorry, that pass interference call that didn't go their way late. But one of your biggest takeaways from last night's game was what?
Well, you just mentioned the biggest part about this is that, and we talked about this last night on Ruffino and Joe, that they didn't play their best game. And it really kind of goes to, if we watched the lines of scrimmage, that they were manhandling Ole Miss. That was my biggest thing coming into this, is I did not think that Ole Miss was going to be able to slow down that defensive line and to establish the run. The Kawan Lacy long run that he had, if he took that out, they were averaging an abysmal yards per carry clip. And on the other side, them not being able to slow down Fletcher and Brown in spurts and the will that they were able to impose on that Ole Miss D-line and how gassed they looked as the game went on, that really, really cost them. I think it's a really good way of putting this, where we had multiple timely penalties where silly mistakes by Miami derailed drives where they could have really put points on the board, and four dropped interceptions. I really think that game, if Miami plays cleaner, it ends up being like a 10-14-point victory. I'm not implying that it would have been a blowout, but it would have been a little bit more confident, and they wouldn't have needed the heroics by Carson Beck. And it's part of what had cost Miami previously is that, you know, that when they lost to Louisville and SMU, they didn't play their cleanest ball. They had silly, silly mistakes. The difference here is that Beck, for the first time this season, stepped up and saved them when they needed him to the most.
Now, I want to look at the Ole Miss side of this, because the story of the postseason is so intriguing, where Lane Kiffin leaves and this team puts together a bit of a run. They make it to the semifinal game, really a couple of plays away from potentially playing in a national title. When we look back on this season for Ole Miss, are we going to be talking about the resilience that they had in the postseason, or is it going to be about Lane Kiffin leaving this team when he had a chance to take him to a title game?
I do think that it will be about the resilience, because at the end of the day, good stories, that's always what I think stands in everybody's minds first. The way that I kind of looked at this is, like, in 5 years, when people are talking about, like, man, do you remember that Ole Miss team? I don't think as many people would have the statement of, yeah, well, it was all Lane Kiffin's fault that he left. I think a lot more people are going to say, man, I remember that Trinidad Chambliss throw that he had against Georgia. I remember him keeping them alive and in the game against Miami and him carrying the squad. I think that the underdog story is what a lot of people are going to resonate with. But at the end of the day, you bring up Kiffin here, some of the late game time management decisions, the game management decisions by an inexperienced Pete Golding, I think it cost them.
Joe, I know you do some work with the NFL draft as well, so I want to ask you about Carson Beck and maybe his NFL outlook right now, and maybe where you think he's going to stack up amongst some of the quarterbacks that are going to come out this cycle.
Yeah, to be quite frank, I still don't think that he is a first-round guy in my eyes. We can't just let one singular performance drive an evaluation on a player. I do think that NFL evaluators and general managers and especially hands-on owners are sometimes kind of emotional when it comes to that, where they might watch a college football playoff game like that and go, wow, that kid showed guts. he battled through all this adversity, a bad injury, all the criticism from last year. That's a kid that we want on our roster. I think that a game like that helps his case in a quarterback class that's very thin. A lot of guys went back that would have rounded out the day two portion of the class. There's really not a lot of options. I think that he could be a day two pick. Maybe he is that Dylan Gabriel guy from last year that, you know, goes in the third round, very end of the third round. The way that I look at this and why I think a guy like him is incredibly valuable is he showed that if you ever needed to call upon him in the NFL when your starter goes down, he's exactly what you want. He showed awesome poise. He stepped up to everything that was presented in front of him. Everybody was doubting him, including myself. I never thought that he'd be able to produce a drive like that. To be able to just do the right thing, and then also when, you know, he doesn't need to be the star of the show, just converting on third downs when he needs to, all that stuff is massive, and that goes into an evaluation for a team that's looking for a reliable backup quarterback.
All right, I'll ask you about another quarterback for this year's draft, and that's Ty Simpson, who declared a couple of days ago. I think he's going to be one of those players where front offices are going to be split. The top end, Ty Simpson, felt like it could have been the best quarterback in this class. When we see him playing at his worst, he is not a very good quarterback. How do you think teams are going to view him as they go through this process?
I think, as I just mentioned a second ago, the quarterback class lacking a lot of stars is going to, it's going to affect his projection. And from my understanding, he did get a lot of first-round feedback when he was making this decision. He decided to jump in because there was enough positive feedback that indicated it was worth him testing out to see if he can go in the first round. The biggest domino that I think comes with all of this is if Dante Moore declares. Because if Dante Moore doesn't declare, now there's literally one guy in Fernando Mendoza, and that's about it. So there's a lot of teams. There are a lot of teams that need quarterbacks, including teams like the Steelers and teams like the Browns potentially being in the mix, maybe the Cardinals. There's just so many teams right now that might consider it. But I think that Simpson, as you said, his best tape is his first-round tape, his NFL starter tape. His worst tape is, you know, it's that of a guy who ends up not panning out and not working. I think that the highs are worth investing in, and he needs to be a prospect to get the Jordan Love type of an approach where he's not rushed onto the field. That's why I think it would be in his best interest to go to a franchise like the Steelers, where they'd be enticing enough to bring in a free agent to lead the team for the upcoming season. The options aren't great, but to bring in somebody for 1 year and then let Ty sit because he's only been a full-time starter for one season and then turn things over to him in the future when they think he's ready.
We get Hoosiers and Ducks Part 2 tonight down in Atlanta, Joe. If Oregon is going to come out on the right side of this time around, what boxes do they need to check against Indiana?
Yeah, plain and simple, they got to get their run game going. They have to get more push along the line of scrimmage. I think that we saw in their last 2 week performances when they couldn't move the ball on the ground against Texas Tech, and the last time that they lost to Indiana, they couldn't run the ball. So they absolutely need to be aggressive in establishing the run early. I think that Dante Moore plays a lot freer and a lot cleaner when he has that run game to lean on and not everything is on his shoulders, especially with some of the weaknesses that they have at wide receiver. I think that this is a winnable game for the Ducks, and I think that that's something that's been kind of foregone. Everybody's just assumed that it's going to be a victory, an easy victory for Indiana.
Joe, as always, we appreciate your time. We'll direct everybody to A to Z Sports and the great work you do on your show as well. Have a great weekend, man. Thanks.
Of course, guys. Have a great one.
There goes Joe DeLeon from A to Z Sports. Does a great job covering college football and the NFL draft. He joined us via the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. JP, I wanted to run this by you before we went to break. This is just coming out of Ann Arbor. It looks like Justice Haynes has informed the Wolverines that he plans to hit the transfer portal.
Ooh.
Interesting, right? Impactful dude for them last year before he got hurt.
Bring them down south.
I mean, that is
they're talking about our running back room being a little bit of disarray. I mean,
I wonder what's going on there.
They got a lot of guys.
Because he feels like a Kyle Whittingham type of running back that he would want.
Their running back room, as they started to bring in transfers and you look at their incoming recruiting classes, it's like four or five guys deep.
Okay.
Just too many guys to try to split the pill.
Maybe it's that. Maybe it's the money. You never know.
It could be the money.
But if I'm Kyle Whittingham, like this is, because Kyle Whittingham's teams to me always have that physical presence.
Sure.
Right? Kind of like Mario Cristobal. Yeah. He wants to dominate down there in the trenches. And so yeah, I think he's going to have a nice amount of interest in
what
the
happened to Mr. Oracle. It can't be a money thing. They supposed to have Mr. Oracle up there.
Hey, well, they can't. Look, he kept Bryce Underwood. That was
are you sure that's
thing.
What you wanted to do based off of what we saw this year?
He was a true freshman.
He regressed by the end of the year.
He did. But there's something to me where the flashes are good enough as a true freshman where I think you see that through. I think you see it through. You would have been, if you're Kyle Whittingham, you'd have been.
It's a lot of money to see it.
It is a lot of coin. It is a lot of coin, but hey, that's probably why he's sticking up there, sounds like.
I guess so.
Sounds like, hey, we'll finish the first hour of our program on a Friday with overs and unders. Next, it's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
We're the girthiest radio station in the history of radio. Uncomfortably girthy. This promo is uncomfortable. The Fan, Ohio's girth destination.
Get ego.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
My mom is a veteran and she was injured in the line of duty.
I hurt my leg in a training accident when she was only 2 years old.
She had 7 different surgeries over the span of 9 years and there were tons of complications.
I couldn't be the mom my kids needed me to be.
She missed so much.
After my last surgery, I got an infection so bad I thought it was going to kill me.
I told her she couldn't leave me yet. There was still so much she had to see. I hadn't even graduated.
I'm doing much better now. I may have lost my leg, but I've gained so much. I'm an active part of my kids' lives.
She can kick a mean soccer ball.
DAV's been there for me and my family. Through thick and thin, they've had our back.
Every year, DAV helps more than 1 million veterans like Sandy get the health and disability benefits they've earned so they can achieve victories great and small.
My victory is getting my life back. I got my joy back.
We got our mom back, thanks to DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Bishop and Friends.
Gotta get some throat coat.
A lot of different ways you could go with that.
It's just you don't tea, have throat, dude.
You've not heard of throat coat?
I've heard it in multiple different contexts.
Well, Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller. Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Cosby Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Rothman and Ice presents Overs and Unders.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
All right, welcome back in, ladies and gentlemen. It's Overs and Unders time. TLC, it's your time to cook, man. What do you got?
All right, let's start it here. NFL playoffs this weekend. How many NFC West teams will be playing next week?
So we got one with the bye, right?
Yep, Seattle. Over under 2.5.
So, JP, we got Rams, Panthers,
okay,
and we have Eagles and 49ers. And by the way, Chris Sims will join us at 2:30 today to break down the NFL playoffs, so do not miss that. I feel confident that the Rams are advancing.
Agreed.
I think they're going to handle business against Carolina. The dicey one is this Eagles and 49ers matchup. The 49ers offense, they've been kind of cooking here recently over the last few weeks. Their defense is a concern for
it
me.
It is. Banged up, inconsistent.
However, this Eagles offense all year has been very touch and go with how good they have looked. But I just still think the Eagles, they rested a lot of guys last week against Washington. And so I think Saquon, that crew, can lock back in. We've seen them go on these type of runs before. I'm going to take the under because I think Philly will take out San Francisco.
So where's our trust meter on Nick Sirianni?
It's right. Got to be fairly high for me because he coached up a Super Bowl winning team.
Okay.
And so on a scale of 1 to 10, if we want to play that game, I'll go a 7.
It feels fair. I just feel like he's stubborn sometimes and likes to take the hard route to getting a win in a game that, like, it should be easier than what he makes it at times. That's the thing that concerns me. I'm going to take the under as well, just because I think that's what the odds would tell us, is not all three of them will win the game. But the Niners, I feel like they could pull that one off.
The same thing that I said about Philly and how they know how to do this, a similar thing could be said about San Francisco.
Sure.
Now, they haven't got it done all the way. But Shanahan, McCaffrey, Kittle, they know what it takes to go on these type of runs. So, yeah, that should be an interesting matchup. That game will be on Sunday. Yes, that game will be on Sunday at 4:30.
All right, from today, how many more football games will Aaron Rodgers play in his career, over under 1.5?
Ooh. Where you at, JP? 1.5 more games for Aaron?
This is a toughie.
Yeah, it is. They play the Texans on the road.
Which I think...
No, we don't.
No?
We're at home.
Really? Oh, yeah, you're the 4 seed. That's right, and that's Monday night.
So, no, we don't.
Yeah, he had to get had to get me in order.
I still think that's an L. So now the question becomes... Next year.
I'm going to take the under. I think this run has scratched the itch enough that I think this will be it. I think this will be it. I'm going under.
The only reason I'm saying over is because they all play one season too much. They all give us the extra one that we didn't need to see.
Yeah. What did you think of what Joe DeLeon said? Because when he mentioned the Steelers for Dante Moore, I thought you would pop up as a Steelers fan and maybe...
Well, I was building this segment when he said that, so I didn't hear it.
bringing in maybe a vet as well. Maybe it is Aaron Rodgers, but even if it's not, to pair that together, Dante Moore and Pittsburgh. Would you be in on that?
Wow, that would be a little bit out of character for us to move that high in the draft to make that happen.
He's got a lot of picks, right? Nice amount of third-round picks, I think, second-round picks.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm beyond the first. I don't even know. But you know what? We have had a couple examples of moving up in the draft recently.
Mm-hmm.
We moved up from 17 to 14 to get Broderick Jones. I've gotten zero return on that, but whatever. I know we moved up 10 spots from 20 to 10 to get Devin Bush a handful of years ago.
You
so.
Guys got
to
do it eventually. If you find a partner, you got to do it eventually. You can't stay in that middle to back half of the first round.
But I don't know why the Raiders or Jets would
give
back
up on
out,
because
they both need a quarterback, and there's not a third unless him or
Beck.
If Trinidad comes out, like somebody would have to like dominate Senior Bowl week.
You could play the throwaway year game if you're one of those teams too.
Yeah,
and just bank on the next crop being much better than this one, because that's what I would do personally.
Especially with back to back years of two quarterbacks in the first. Well, I mean, I guess Jackson Dart would have made it. No, because Shador didn't go in the first round. What am I saying?
Yeah,
so
about?
It was two quarterbacks 2 years ago.
Yeah,
two quarterbacks last year. And so at some point, there's got to be a big draft class.
Okay. I think you just touched on it, but you're pretty high on next year's crop. Arch, Julian, Sellers, those guys.
Compared to
CJ
this,
Carr.
I would, yeah, CJ Carr might
like
be
it.
That one.
Yeah, he's nice.
I would wait it out. Like, I see too many concerns with all these guys. I think all these guys will benefit from either sitting as soon as they get in the league or spending one more year in college.
Okay.
So top five pick, I can't do it.
Okay, fair enough.
So Mendoza Moore this year. Dart Ward last year. There's got to be. I'm not saying we're going to have six again. So it's going to. I mean, all the
That might be the next year. That might be the one.
I just want more than two options.
Like we had a couple years ago, right? With Bo and Jaden and Drake.
I think
man,
they got
a really
little over
class.
Their skis, though, with the McCarthy pick. everybody was hyping. Yeah, I told you these quarterback guys, they like to do the big glaze. They see everything they want to see with the quarterbacks.
I know.
Because it's all they
want. Especially when you're bringing him into an offense to where the strength is the weapons on the outside. And the passing sample size was so small in college.
The quarterback whisperer not being able to whisper to a quarterback. Yeah. That's on your evaluation.
That's tough.
By the way, I'm never letting go of Carson Wentz being good until he got hurt.
He was on his way to an MVP that year. Before that,
this year, the
leg injury.
No,
I'm just talking about a few years ago.
I'm saying in Minnesota this year, when there was like a secret soft benching of JJ McCarthy, and then when Carson Wentz got hurt, they didn't have a choice but to play him.
I'm not seeing it, but hey, beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
How much of the Golden Globes will you watch on Sunday night? Over under 15 and a half minutes.
I have not watched a single segment of an award show in years.
Yes.
I don't know what it is. I have no interest. I actually have more interest in watching the red carpet stuff prior to the award shows because I like to see what everybody has on. I don't watch award shows anymore. Who's hosting this? Is it Nikki
Glaser?
Nikki Glaser.
Well, by the way, is flirting with the overexposure category.
Well, there's a lot of overexposed celebs right now. It's easy under for me. Anything that's worth seeing goes viral. So I just hop on the timeline. I used to be a big BET Awards guy, but they took it a little bit far.
It used to be fun, though.
Yeah.
It was great. We had a conversation about overexposed celebrities. I want to get a couple of those from you at the top of the hour.
Okay.
And see if we've already mentioned those, because Dylan Tyer was in a few days ago. We'll just want to see who you think may be a little overexposed, because I'm with TLC. Nikki Glaser's kind of getting to that point. Is that what you got today?
I came here last year, and I thought I was at the BET Awards.
Wait a minute.
Oh, what?
Was that Holly Rowe?
Yeah.
I was at a game here last year, and I thought I was at the BET Awards.
Do you remember when she did that?
I don't even know what to do with that.
Wasn't that like a...
Juju Watkins.
Yes. There was a lot of black people in a lot of culture.
That's a great drop.
Yeah.
And okay.
I remember that.
I mean, that's how I have
to
take it.
It was wild when it happened.
I was at a game here last year, and I thought I was at the BET Awards.
I was taken aback. Maybe taken aback. How about that? Jeez.
Has she ever been to the BET Awards?
Oh, she's from the culture.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
She probably has.
Okay. Holly Rowe, good work, though. She grinds.
She's great.
She does grind. Those are your overs and unders for this week. Top of the hour, when we come back, we're going to look ahead a little bit to next year's college football landscape and season. A few things we cannot wait to see unfold. We will let you know about that next. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
Question from a listener. Do you dopes ever get tired of talking about Ohio State? No. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
The Fan.
Hey, what's up? It's Tebow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Show that roughly 20 veterans die by suicide every day in the United States. Canines for Warriors is the leading nonprofit organization providing highly trained service dogs to veterans with PTSD and other invisible wounds of war. Backed by scientific research, Canines for Warriors has transformed the lives of more than 1,000 veterans, helping them reclaim their independence. To find out more, please visit caninesforwarriors.org.
Have a good day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
That glaucoma is one of the leading causes of blindness.
Because there are often no early symptoms, nearly half of those with glaucoma may not even know they have it until vision loss has occurred.
I was diagnosed with normal tension glaucoma in July of 2020. And what we found out at that point was I had already lost 40% of my sight. And you think it only affects people that are, you know, 75 or older, retire, grandparents, and that's not the reality of it.
I didn't think at all glaucoma was going to affect me because I didn't know of anyone that had glaucoma, no one in my family. When you have glaucoma, you can't get back that sight that you lost. And so early detection and treatment is vitally, vitally important.
Don't miss life's most beautiful moments. Schedule an eye exam today.
National Glaucoma Research, a Bright Focus Foundation program, offers free resources and tips for healthy vision.
Learn how to protect your sight at stopglaucoma.org.
Hey, everybody, it's Bern.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Thing or two about the moments in life that matter. You've seized those moments to embrace joy, accomplish great things, and build meaningful relationships. Is it time now to sit back and reflect on a life well lived? Maybe. Or maybe there's more to be done. Maybe this is the most important moment you've encountered yet. By volunteering with AmeriCorps Seniors, you can seize the moment, lend a hand, and get back more than you give. We connect you to local volunteer organizations with opportunities that fit your schedule and match your interests. Through AmeriCorps Seniors, you can support people in times of need and make your community stronger. You can become a companion to your older neighbors, brightening their days with friendship. You can even become a mentor for young people, serving as a role model and enriching their lives. Are you ready to seize your moment? Visit AmeriCorps.gov/yourmoment and get started today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
100 years, Shriners Children's has become family to over 1.5 million kids.
In tough times and good times, they're there when we need them most.
Please go online right now to loveshriners.org.
Hey, it's T-Bone again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Better.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Tyler Danberg, Ohio State star defensive tackle and Big Ten defensive lineman of the year. Caden McDonald has officially declared for the NFL draft. The unanimous first-team All-American posted 65 tackles, 9 of them for a loss in 2025. He's the fourth Buckeye to declare this year, joining Caleb Downs, Carnell Tate, and Arvell Reese. Tonight, the CFP semifinals continue as Indiana and Oregon meet at 7:30 in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl from Atlanta. Winner faces Miami for the national championship in Miami January 19th. Transfer portal, former Ohio State receiver Bryson Rogers will follow Brian Hartline to South Florida per Hayes Fawcett of Rivals. He has 3 years of eligibility left. D-lineman Eric Benson and Jarquez Carter, the latest Buckeyes to enter the portal. This update sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. BMI Federal Credit Union has been voted best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org.
Fascinating, informative, covered in dog slobber. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
That you are. Happy Friday. Tyler Danberg on the update desk cooking as he always is. Bottom of the hour, 1:30 NFL picks in our Buckeye Bulletin today. Patrick Murphy, Bucknuts.com stops by because TLC just let me know and let us know, JP, during the break that Bryson Rogers has found a new home. Would you like to take a wild guess, sir, where a former wide receiver could be headed?
South Florida.
Yep. Bryson Rogers following his old wide receiver coach. He will join Brian Hartline down there in Tampa. Before we move on, can you speak to that, the comfort of a position coach for a player and what that means to them?
I mean, as much as we talk about money dominating recruiting and decision making in college football, I think there's comfort that goes along with it. If you are focused on the right things, which is getting your degree, but also being developed, you have to trust the person that is in charge of your development. So I totally get that comfort level, but you know the results, and that's what matters.
Yeah, no doubt. So be interesting to see what he can build down there. USF, nice little season this year.
Sure.
Their quarterback, Byron Brown. He just transferred to Auburn.
Yeah, he followed his coach.
Yeah, transferred over there to Auburn. So again, kind of a
Alex Golish, by the way.
Yes.
Central Ohio guy.
No doubt. Shout out to him. Pretty cool story there. Before we get into some storylines we're looking forward to for next year's college football season, I mentioned to you that earlier in the week we were having a conversation about some overexposed celebrities at this point. We mentioned two of them. I would love to see if you could guess one or both.
Sydney Sweeney's the first one.
Oh, we didn't bring that up, TLC.
I don't think there's such thing, to be honest with you.
And folks, if you could see the grin on his face right now.
He got it
talking
tight.
About Sydney Sweeney. Okay, so you think she may be at that point?
She is at that point.
Okay.
100%. Okay. If I never saw her again, I'd be fine.
I am here for season 3 of Euphoria. I don't know if you've ever watched that show. Zendaya's an amazing actress, I think, at this point.
Have I ever told you the story about how I tried to slide in her DMs back when I was in college?
Zendaya?
Yeah.
Shoot or shoot, man. But no, I have not heard this story.
I sent her the cover of Sports Illustrated that I was on.
Oh.
As the lead. Okay. Because I'm just I'm not just some regular guy. I do magazines too. It was aggressive.
This is amazing.
It was aggressive. Did not get a reply.
Okay. That can kind of come across as overly cocky.
Yeah, for sure.
You're that guy.
But you can't just be a regular dude
to get Zendaya. Oh, okay. So I can understand how your mind was.
So I had to lead with my best stuff.
Was there a message that went along with?
I can't remember what it was, but okay. I didn't just send it and then just leave it.
Did she read it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Not at all.
She probably gets tens of thousands of those.
She probably didn't even run her own social media.
I think I've heard when you're at that level, you have to go through somebody to get to her. Like there's a publicist, one of her people, assistants, or whatever.
I'm sure she doesn't even get on her own Instagram. She probably got a Finsta to do all of her regular stuff.
She's probably what number do you wear? Because I just got 5 Ohio State players.
She's dating Spider-Man in real life?
Tom Holland?
Yeah. I think so. Okay, so
good for him.
We did not bring up Sydney Sweeney, but I'm not mad at
she that. Should be brought up.
You want to take another crack at this before I tell you who we brought up and see
I'll
if just, you agree
I'll
with
read
us.
You a list that I created.
Oh, God, all right.
So,
okay, came prepared.
Like The Rock overexposed. Oh. Kevin Hart overexposed. Yeah. I said Sydney Sweeney. Stephen A. Herbstreit, Pat McAfee in the sports world are all overexposed. Taylor Swift overexposed.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds, I'm tired of seeing him on the Mint Mobile commercial.
Wow. I don't think Ryan Reynolds is as overexposed.
When you start doing Mint Mobile, overexposed.
Huh.
I've seen enough. Go away for a couple years.
I've also seen enough of his wife and Justin Baldoni going back and forth.
So I'm tired of that. I almost put Blake Lively on the list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good movie that they were in.
Yeah.
It ends with us.
I went and saw it.
Good flick.
Sure.
Absolutely. But I'm just tired of seeing that movie. But the Mint Mobile commercial, it does get muted now.
Yeah.
Loved him in Deadpool. He killed it in Deadpool.
You gotta go.
Absolutely. But you did not mention the two guys that we had on the list.
So who do you have?
So we brought up Timothée Chalamet.
Okay. That's fair. I think he started to fade a little bit more. Since all the awards and everything.
I just think we brought up the whole Kylie angle of this.
Interesting. Too. That's interesting.
And
that makes sense.
He'll be out in front of all this stuff with the Knicks games, the front row and all of that.
And he did a game day last year or whatever.
I thought he did good on game day.
The picks were great.
I thought he did good on game day.
But you're starting to creep into crossing over now. We're exposing ourselves.
I like Timothée though. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen. So that was one of the names that was brought up. And then I think somebody in the chat, TLC, brought this one up to us. I think it was Drewski.
Oh, I almost put Drewski on the list,
really?
But I love him. Oh. I love Drewski.
We didn't think that Drewski's at that level.
But he's doing T-Mobile commercials.
He is with Zoe Saldana.
When you're doing, she's overexposed. I'm telling you,
she's
doing the cell phone carrier
Zoe
commercials.
Zoe Saldana from
her the name for sure.
Avatar, a great
when you see her, you'll know.
It's a win.
Yes.
It's an absolute win.
Sure is.
But great show, by the way, Lioness, Paramount Plus. Not she kills it in that.
See, but that's you're when you start doing.
She's 47. She doesn't look 47. Mm-hmm.
Black don't crack,
it
brother.
It does not. Thank you for saying that.
Black don't crack.
When you start doing the cell phone commercials,
yeah,
I'm seeing too much of you.
But I think he's just starting. Because we brought this
but
up.
But he's doing all the award shows now.
But he's kind of in that.
He's YouTube. Popping up.
It's starting to bubble.
He's starting popping to get up.
But I support both those men.
I haven't heard Jelly Roll's name yet. He's got to be up there.
He did, because he did kind of go into the WWE world last year. So once you start doing that stuff and getting on that stage.
Didn't they just do a thing? There's less jelly now. I think he did one of those like Today Show or Good Morning America's recently.
He's under 300.
He's getting right.
Damn.
He is getting right. So you brought some new names to the
You know who else is kind of getting up there? Like Billy Bob Thornton's in all these like Western commercials at like the truck diner stop or whatever.
Yeah, he's got a good show.
If you do credit card commercials too. We're getting there.
He's got a good show, Landman, on Paramount Plus. Mm-hmm. The same guy that makes Yellowstone, Taylor Sheridan, he makes all the stuff.
I've never seen any.
You're too busy for all this stuff, man. You're doing national TV. You got a family to feed and all that. A wife at home, yeah, all that good stuff. Hey, anybody in the chat too brings up another celebrity we haven't brought up. I would love to hear from them. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Hit us up on Twitter too. TLC is always ready to go back and forth with you guys. 2026 college football storyline for Joshua Perry that he is interested in seeing unfold. Hit us with that, my man.
All right, so I'll lead you off with this one. Does the SEC get back to playing in a national championship game?
Okay.
It's one of the things that's been the kind of a secondary storyline, a subplot to the season, was could they get there? And their shot ended last night. Mm-hmm. Big Ten's going to be playing in it again for the third year in a row. They're going to be facing somebody who's not in the SEC for the third year in a row. Mm-hmm. It's just interesting to me how once everybody could get paid, the power balance shifted. Mm-hmm. Once everybody could get paid, all of a sudden it wasn't, well, all the best coaches are down south. Well, no, we figure out who can coach mm-hmm. because we're all dealing with similar rosters now. Those guys ain't, they don't look as good as they used to.
Because to your point, Kirby, Nick, those guys, a few years ago, it was wave after wave after wave of dude after dude after dude. And now you're getting to your second guy, your third guy on your depth chart.
You're like, I can't put them on the field.
Those guys aren't sticking around anymore.
Yeah.
Because they're chasing that BO, I like to say. Bags and opportunities.
BO.
That's what they're chasing, the bag and the opportunity elsewhere. So I like that. I'm going to start in the SEC too. Because everybody knows I'm a big wrestling guy. And I like the heels in wrestling.
Okay.
All right. And there's something about Lane Kiffin right now to where he is going full heel. Now, I know he threw out a nice little tweet last night.
Whatever.
Miss, I love you guys. He's a heel.
He is.
At heart. And so LSU, one of the biggest brands in the sport. That's what I can't wait to see next year. I can't wait to see who he grabs as his quarterback, honestly.
It's right? Starting to get a little thin.
It is starting to get a little thin. We saw earlier Sam Levitt. He is in the portal. He's taking a visit to Miami.
That's a done deal.
Which would be a really, if you could go from Cam Ward to Carson Beck to Sam Levitt.
Ugh.
And why would he leave Dillingham at Arizona State? What do you think?
Have you heard Dillingham throughout the year?
I haven't listened to many of his pressers.
So he's basically like, we're out here in this great city. Like, where's all the people with the money? Like, he's said that to the media.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's what I can't wait to see is just the Lane Kiffin experience. Because he's got the resources now. I think offensive players will want to play for him based off of what he's thrown out there on tape and on the field for years and years. But I also think there's always a nice spot in sports for a villain. And I think Lane Kiffin should fill those shoes.
Sports needs a villain.
Yeah.
It's hard to do anything without somebody to root against. I think it's going to be difficult for Lane Kiffin to win a title when Dylan Raiola is his quarterback next year. Haven't heard very much about that guy since he hopped in the portal either.
No,
so we'll see what happens with all that. You want another storyline?
Go ahead and cook, man.
All right. We're at a crossroads right now with roster building philosophy. Will next year be the proof that you got to build it through the portal and not through the high school ranks? Because we're starting to feel that. Mm-hmm. All the quarterbacks in the semis, transfer guys, these are high percentage of starters, 50% for pretty much all the teams or above that are in the Final Four, got their guys out of the portal that are starting for them.
Yeah.
The Ohio States, the Georgias of the world, they prefer to roll with the guys that have been in the program. They want to retain, they want to build, they want to develop. Miami's microwaving. Oregon's microwaving. Kurt Cignetti, greatest coach ever, microwaving right now. Is that going to be the way that you have to do it?
It's a great question. My mind still believes JP.
Hey, we don't even look alike. That's crazy. Could call me Tyvus or something.
All co-hosts look alike, I guess.
Feel like I'm about the BET Awards. I still think, JP, you got to have a balance, right, within your roster. Maybe I'm naive in thinking that, because to your point, you can get that right now talent, and you can just really ramp up. And if you have the financial backing, you can do this year after year, and Indiana's showing us.
I think leashes are shorter than they've ever been for college coaches. I said it before, you get hired to get fired. I'm going all in for one great year, and then we'll figure it out after that.
Real quick, I'll be real quick. My second one was just Matt Campbell now at Penn State. This is a guy that I thought years ago would make a leap somewhere, right? And put together a nice body of work at Iowa State. Never had the best players. We understand that. But now he's under a pressure-packed situation. Mm-hmm. I do think he's a solid coach.
Have you seen their schedule?
I have not.
Easy.
Is it?
Cake City.
Okay, so James Peoples has gone over there.
Yep.
He brought it. Rocco, his quarterback.
Brought him. He's I think, 30-some-odd guys in from Iowa State.
Okay. So that's, I can't wait to see what he does over there and in the Big Ten. Coming up next, we do it in the second segment of our second hour on Fridays. It's Under Pressure right around the corner. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
I was at a game here last year, and I thought I was at the BET Awards.
Never have I been so excited to get a whiff of sweaty jock straps.
It's Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Yay, Football, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
What does it mean to give 100%? It means giving everything you've got, every single day. That's why the V Foundation gives 100% of every dollar donated directly to cancer research. So no matter what you give, we give 100% for life-saving research victories, 100% to making new discoveries that lead to innovative treatments, 100% to groundbreaking cancer research that could one day save someone you love. We know cancer research is working. Over the last 30 years, an estimated 4.5 million lives have been saved thanks to game-changing research breakthroughs. But there is more work to do. That's why the V Foundation gives 100% of every dollar donated directly to cancer research. We will always give 100% to accelerate victory over cancer.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Donate today at V.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
What's the best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Few shower chances mainly earlier in the day. Otherwise, we'll see some clearing into the afternoon and warm and breezy with highs in the mid to upper 60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy overnight with our lows down into the 30s. And we kick off the weekend with cloudy skies and a chance of showers as we head into late morning and into the afternoon. Winds will calm down with temperatures only getting into the low 50s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Rothman and Ice present Under Pressure.
Sponsored by 3D Cabinetry. 3DCabinetry.net, where quality meets affordability.
All right, let's get after it, gang. Joshua Perry in the house today. Happy Friday to everybody. Bottom of the hour, NFL picks in our Buckeye Bulletin. Patrick Murphy, BuckNuts.com. Stops by because there's a lot of activity right now happening for Ohio State guys. In and out of the portal, guys going to the NFL draft. So we'll update you on all of that here soon. I'll lead this thing off. I'll lead it off. First guy I'm putting on the pressure list, probably a little salty after what happened last night, because I'm looking at DeKalen Zacharias Metcalf, a.k.a. DK Metcalf. And I am putting DK Metcalf on the pressure list this week because big sigh of relief for him. He tried to knock out that dude up there in Detroit, hanging over the barrier, crazy situation. He got popped for 2 games. Lucky for him, his team handled business in the final game. They are the AFC North champs. And so now he has to come back. I think it makes some impactful plays against the Houston Texans. 2 games this year, JP. Only 2 games this year to where DK Metcalf has gone beyond 100 yards receiving in a game. I think in this game, what he's going to have to do is he's going to have to rack up a decent amount of yak, because we know this Houston defense is for real.
Yep.
Anderson, Hunter up front, they can get after Aaron Rodgers. So I think the ball is going to be coming out quick. And so slants, curls, whatever that's going to look like in their minds, I think that's what he's going to have to do. We know he's got the frame to do it.
Yes.
Right? To shrug off some of these smaller DBs here and there. But that is a very stout defense that they're going up against this weekend. So I think he owes his teammates, I think he owes his fan base a nice game. And look, they paid him a lot of coin.
They sure did.
When they brought him in from Seattle. And when you get pay guys like that, you want them to deliver in this moment. So I'm going DK Metcalf first. I'm putting him on the pressure list this week.
Yeah, I think he should be on there. And to your point, too, like that feels like a path to victory if you're Pittsburgh. So you have to have a big game out of him, not just because he needs to have one, but because that's one of the least paths of least resistance to getting the dub. I'm actually going to stick with the Steelers, and I'm saying Mike Tomlin. We're under pressure.
Okay.
And, I mean, it would feel weird with a guy of that consistency. He's in the playoffs this year. For that organization, after the first round of the playoffs with the loss, to be like, it's time to pack it up. But we also watched what happened with the Ravens and John Harbaugh. And I think it should be something to be considered. Not because he's a bad ball coach, but I think that after a certain point, you're in a building with the same people for too damn long. And it's just time. Time for a different voice. Time for a different vision. Time for a different philosophy. And that should be a question if they end up losing this game.
If they win this game, does that change your mind?
A little bit. I still think the discussion has to happen. It just becomes a lot more difficult to justify.
And then you're late in the process, too, with all these GMs and head coaches
at that point.
Interviews. And that's because that's rocking and rolling right now.
I like that.
I'm going to go. I'm staying in the NFL, in the AFC North specifically. I'm going with Duke Tobin.
Okay.
Down there in Cincinnati. This is a guy that obviously has a lot of say and a lot of pull as far as how the roster is constructed. Guys you're bringing in, whether it's free agency, whether it's guys that you're drafting coming out of college. It just hasn't been good enough. It hasn't been good enough over the last few years. We now know he's coming back.
Yep.
He and Zach Taylor will be back.
Woof.
And so this is a franchise that we know has top-end offensive talent. Some of the best in the whole sport, right? There's no denying that. But the other side of the ball has been a letdown. And you look at some of the guys that they've let go in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand, look, you have to make some of those tough decisions when you're handing T. Higgins, Jamar, and those guys a lot of coin, right?
Yeah.
But what it does is it puts pressure on a guy like Duke Tobin to deliver in the draft. And so this offseason, I think there's a ton of pressure on him to find maybe a crafty vet or two on defense. But also, when we get to the draft, that a TLC is in Pittsburgh this year.
Yeah.
That is in Pittsburgh this year. They got to come out of that thing with a couple guys that are for real on defense.
It's an interesting thing to me, because if I were him, I would have been studying the Eagles front office for the last couple years. Because it seems like they don't even have to make the tough decisions. They hit on the draft picks and they pay the guys that they want to pay.
Because they sprinkled in Cooper DeShane.
Right.
They sprinkled in Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo.
Yep.
And they had those vets and some of those second and third year guys that were rocking and rolling.
They had the Georgia guys that they drafted.
It was a perfect blend.
Yeah. And to your point, they have the vets that they really want to have around there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I there's a way that it can be done. I think that's the frustrating part when you look at what's happening in Cincinnati is you see other teams that have found philosophies that work. Certainly he would be under pressure. All right. How about this one?
Okay. What do you got?
I think Josh Allen is under pressure for the postseason period.
I like this.
No Mahomes.
Yep.
No Lamar.
Yep.
No Joe Burr.
Mm.
All the guys that were standing your way in the AFC. What's the excuse going to be?
Mm.
they can't get it. I know it's a team sport, right? Like, I know it's not just on him. But if they don't get it done, what's the excuse? All the guys who are in your way, they're watching you. They're sitting at home.
It feels like it's kind of coming together for him this year, both on and off the field. Credit to him, right? Haley Steinfeld, I believe, is pregnant right now.
Congratulations.
So, look, he's maybe some of that pre-Papa Dad strength going right there. And so they've been knocking on that door, man.
For a little while.
He's got all the skills you could want in a quarterback. He's kind of that. If you could build it in Madden, you're probably building something like Josh Allen. He is that good. But you look at that side of the bracket, to your point, it's Bo Nix, C.J. Stroud, Aaron Rodgers, Trevor Lawrence, Drake May, and Justin Herbert. These guys don't have that experience like he has in this setting.
Those names, while they are very good players, they don't strike fear like hearing Lamar, like hearing Mahomes.
And like Allen does.
Right.
On their side of things.
Right.
Like, that's the one quarterback none of these defensive coordinators want to see
exactly
throughout this postseason. I like that a lot. Second or last candidates for me. I'm putting two guys right here in the mix. I'm going to the NBA for this because I think some wake-up calls are happening.
Okay.
For 2 point guards in the NBA. Trae Young, he was the man in Hotlanta where the players play. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals a few years ago. They said, you know what, Trae? We saw the team when you were out this year. We're actually better without you.
Yikes.
And so he just got traded to the Washington Wizards.
Which is crazy.
That is not where you want to be. That is not where you want to be.
You're getting some cardio out there.
Correct. And now we just found out from Shams about 10 minutes ago that the Memphis Grizzlies are open to Ja Morant leaving as well.
Well, yes, absolutely.
Ja Morant absolutely fumbled multiple bags.
Yes.
And you know who came in and took care of that? Anthony Edwards said, thank you. I'm going to take that because I felt like the NBA was ready to hand the keys to Ja Morant.
It was on a platter.
To be the next young face or one of the next young faces of the sport. So he got himself in a whole bunch of crap, as we all know. And so now the basketball skills have diminished as well a little bit. And these guys aren't even 30 yet.
Yep.
So this isn't a, hey, the tread on the tires is getting really low. They can't do it.
I don't know. For Ja, it kind of feels like that. He's, you know, he's a high flyer.
Above the rim type of guy.
How long can you really sustain that electric play?
That's a very good point. And also when you're pairing that skill set with a lack of shooting ability as well, you can't bail yourself out right now as a young and small guard with the shooting ability. So I think this is a massive wake-up call for both of these guys, because I do think Ja will end up getting traded. And like Trae, JP, I don't think he's going to a contender.
No.
And so you might end up with the Sacramento Kings or something like that in a tough spot. So I'm going Trae Young, Ja Morant, last two on the pressure list this week.
All right. So Trae Young was out on him once that hairline started getting real wispy. So have fun in Washington. Ja Morant needs role models. Tired of seeing fake Usher Raymond over there cheering on his every move. That's Tia's dad. Like, he needs a true role model by his side.
Yeah, that's a good call.
All right. My last under pressure, I'm going to go college football with this one. Dan Lanning, I think, is under a lot of pressure. You got blank Nike check. You have all the five stars. You recruit whatever you want to recruit. Every resource is available. He's starting to become that guy where he's not beating teams in talent-equated games. And I don't think this is it. I think you take the Oregon roster over the Indiana roster. But when we start talking about Dan Lanning, it's going to start popping up. Can he win the big game? Is he a big game coach? You know, he does. He beat Ohio State one time. That's really about it.
I think I would take Indiana starting 22 over Oregon's right now.
Would you, just on an individual player-by-player basis, if you were building a roster, would you say individually, I'm going to take all those guys?
Yeah, I'm taking Indiana starting defense and offense over Oregon's right now.
They got two aliens on the edges on defense. They got linebackers that can run like the wind.
I hear you.
Their offensive line was a Joe Moore Award finalist.
I like Indiana. They got
the quarterbacks are neck and neck in terms of one and two.
I like Surratt and Cooper.
I think that might be the edge, but Oregon's wide receivers are banged up is the only reason why. All of that to say.
Yep.
Dan Lanning, to me, for all of the credit that he gets, and I do think he's a great coach. Where's the wins, buddy?
Okay. Listen, I like pressure. Dan Lanning. I think he's there.
I like him too. Yeah. I do too.
You know, what is year three?
Year three.
Year three over there. He was a Bama disciple. He wasn't a.
He was a Saban. He was a GA in 2015 under Nick Saban.
Saban's coaching tree right now is
looking real good. It's fruitful.
Yeah, it's looking real, real good. Coming up in 2 minutes. Playoffs are here in the NFL. We're doing NFL picks right around the corner. Don't move. It's Rothman and Ice right here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Mar Hamlin, I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Hey, what's up? It's T.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Better.
Rothman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Rothman and Ice, NFL picks.
All right, here we go. Oh, I asked these guys this earlier. Joshua Perry in the house today for AR. Your favorite round of the playoffs? This round? The next round or the championship round?
Championship round.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you like the smaller sample size, but
I do.
And the Super Bowl appearance on the line energy. Okay.
On all the finality and all of the tension and the drama that comes along with being at that point.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
Where are you at?
I love this round.
Okay.
Because I just like as many games as I can get because I start to get a little sad. I start to get a little sad at this point when I'm seeing like we got 2 more college football games
a little
left.
Dwindle.
Then we got just, you know, now look, I love basketball, hockey, baseball. I'm in on that. But this is it, man. Yeah. We do football here.
Yeah.
This is what we do. So, yeah, I love this weekend. And it'll all start on Saturday. And so it'll go from Saturday to Monday. It'll end with TLC's Steelers and the Houston Texans. All right, TLC, what we got, man?
All right, 4:30 on Saturday. Not often you see a 10.5-point spread in the playoffs, but that's what we got. The Rams looking for revenge, going back to Carolina, the scene of the crime where the Panthers won not too long ago.
Yep. I want to ask you this, Joshua Perry.
Yes.
You're the GM of the Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what, well, I can't say that. Right now, if you had to, would you hand an extension to Bryce Young?
The right one, yes.
Okay. I like the way you worded that.
One that he's probably not going to want to take.
So are you thinking $40 million a year? Would that make you feel good as a GM?
Feels a little.
A little rich?
A little bit. Listen, he's come around.
Well, top of the market is, you know, 50-50.
I know what top of the market is. This is insane, by the way. I don't know why any.
You know who's not top of the market? Bryce Young.
That's kind of the. Man, it's tough because the quarterback market is so inflated. The agents are running the sport, by the way, in college football and the NFL.
Mm-hmm. I think they're in the same spot I think Miami was.
If I could get him for 33.
Oh, wow.
I know. He wouldn't take it.
He's not.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
right. And so maybe you franchise tag him.
Yeah.
Maybe you do that, which is a pretty hefty ticket as well. But you know how Miami was caught in that window of time where it was like, Tua's good. We don't really have another option. And the market is the market. So, you know, to your point, the agent and the player are digging in and saying.
I know. And I think Tua had more to his game,
he
though.
He did. He had more peaks.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
TLC and I, we've been liking the Rams. I think TLC thinks they're going to the Super Bowl. Yeah. I will not be surprised if that happens. Devontae Adams will be back.
Yep.
He and Stafford have had really, really good red zone connection this year, and Puka's been incredible again. 10.5, though, it's a thick number.
It is thick.
It's a thick number. And they're on the road.
Okay.
But I'm going to lay him. McVay's a Super Bowl winning coach. He'll have his team ready to go. I'm going with the Rams.
I am too. They can score so many different ways and so easily for the NFL game. it just feels like it would be hard to keep up with them in this situation.
Carolina, man, I don't know if Bryce Young's the long-term answer, but you look at some of the core young players they have, especially Tet McMillan.
Oh, yeah.
He can go, man. He can go. So, y'all, we'll lay on TLC and roll with the team from L.A.
All right, 8 o'clock on Saturday, Jordan Love returns from injury just in time to be a road favorite against the two-seeded Bears, Packers minus 1.5.
I don't think I like either one of these teams.
Okay.
You know, it's one of those that obviously somebody has to win in advance. I don't think I believe in either one of them. I love what the Bears have done to turn things around. I lived in Chicago the last few years. Those fans are miserable people. And now they have something to celebrate. The fact of the matter is, their offense and their defense are on two completely different planes right now. It's playing at two levels. Mm-hmm. The top of the offense, when they're clicking, and what their defense is like, are not the same thing. So that gives me a little bit of worry. I feel like watching Love is a bit of a roller coaster at times.
That's fair.
So if I had to make a pick, what's the spread on this one?
One and a half for the Pack.
Yep.
On the road.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Green Bay, and I think they're going to end up covering that.
To me, there's something to young quarterbacks and youngish teams having to take it on the chin a little bit in the postseason before you really move on. And that, to me, is the Bears in this equation. I'm in on Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, and what they will be. But this Packers core was the youngest team in the league last couple of years.
Right.
But they've been to the postseason. And so I don't love Jordan Love coming back a little rusty, which I think he will be. But he and Watson have gotten after the Bears in that secondary a couple times. So I'll lay the 1.5 and roll with the Cheeseheads.
All right, Sunday we got a triple header. Let's start at 1 p.m. Buffalo is going to Jacksonville. And Buffalo is a 1-point favorite on the road.
Essentially a pick 'em. I believe TLC, the highest over-under on the board this weekend as well.
51.5.
So Vegas expecting maybe a little fireworks down there in Duval County. Trevor Lawrence, turn the corner, man. This guy has figured it out here. Recently, I've been impressed with the offense. They know Travis Hunter, right? You bring in Jacoby Myers, they've looked really, really good. I've been on Jacksonville all week in this game. And I'm not budging.
Whoa.
I'm not budging. I said earlier that this should be the year maybe for Josh Allen based off of the landscape of the AFC.
Yep.
But there's something about Jacksonville, and I think the flow that they have cooking up here currently. I'm rolling with the Jags, JP, and essentially a pick 'em.
I still don't know if I can trust Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
We've seen him look so much better.
Yeah, for sure.
When the lights really come on, what are we going to revert back to our old habits?
Okay.
And this feels like a spot. You mentioned it. I said it earlier, under pressure. Josh Allen has to win. He has to continue to advance in these playoffs. Buffalo Bills are winning the game.
Okay.
All right. The 49ers, regardless of how many injuries they've had throughout the year, still made it this far. However, they are 5-point dogs on the road in Philly.
Here's where I'm at with this. I like all the things you said about Philly earlier.
Okay.
Nick Sirianni, mostly trustable.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Jalen Hurts, turn it on. Wide receivers might be able to turn it on a little bit. We know we like some of the guys on the defense.
Get to the butt. However.
However. But and however. It's something about San Francisco for me.
Huh.
I feel like they can be dangerous in the postseason this year.
Yeah.
I'm rolling with the danger. I think they're winning the football game.
Okay, you woke up feeling dangerous today, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Is that what you did there?
A little bit.
See, this is an interesting line. Because I could take San Francisco, JP, and they could cover, and now they may not have to win. Obviously, they don't have to win the game.
Right,
cover.
Right, right.
I just don't trust their defense. I'm sorry. No Nick Bosa.
I don't know if I trust the Eagles on offense.
Very fair point. Very fair point. Two head coaches that know what it takes to cook at this time of the year.
They do.
I'm going to lay the 5. I'm not going to overthink this. Give me Philly. I think they can control the game a little bit with Saquon. And then I think they can punish this defense for San Francisco throughout this thing. So, yeah, I'm going fly, Eagles fly.
All right, Justin Herbert and the Chargers are going to Foxborough to play the Patriots on Sunday night. That'll be a 3.5-point spread in favor of the home Pats.
So Harbaugh rested Herbert last week.
Yes.
I don't love that. I understand why they did it. He's been getting beat up. Their offensive line has just been a mess just due to injury all season long. When they get that offensive line right, that's going to be dangerous. With all right. Those guys up
tend
front.
You agree.
Yeah, I'm in on that. Vrabel just showing, man. I'm a heck of a coach. Did it in Tennessee. Got himself another quarterback. Things are just in order in New England. Has that Belichick vibe to it, to where the Patriots are just a tough out, going to stay out of their own way, yada, yada, yada. You get it. I'm going with Herbert and Harbaugh, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to do this on the road. I'm going to take that 3.5, and I'm going to go with the quarterback that's a little bit more seasoned in a game like this, and a head coach as well, and Harbaugh that has coached in deep playoff runs before. So give me the Chargers in that 3.5.
Yeah, West Coast team coming east.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be dark, a little bit chilly.
It's going to be cold. It's going to be cold, probably.
You got a couple of tough dudes, right? That's what they build the image of their Foxborough.
Yep.
All I like Drake May.
Hanging up, you know, Cardi B in the stands.
All right, yeah, that might actually sway me the other direction. I think that New England is ready for this moment. Okay. Mike Vrabel ready for this moment. Okay. Young quarterback doesn't matter to me. Mm-hmm. They get in the dub at home.
There it is.
And we could talk about Houston and Pittsburgh on Monday because they don't play till Monday night.
There it is.
NFL but I will tell you, we got for all the underdog Steelers stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We are taking the Texans out of a dome, putting them in some uncomfortable weather, and the Steelers got the Monday Night Football streak dating back to the early 1990s.
That is very,
I'm just saying,
very true. And that streak is what, 23 games at home or something like that on Monday Night Football. I like what you guys can do up front against that offensive line. I do. I think, and that's a nasty over-under, by the way, JP.
We'll see.
38.
Ugh. The problem is their defense is really good, and they're a lot better than our offensive line, so they may be returning the favor.
Fair enough. Coming up next in our Buckeye Bulletin, a lot of action happening around the Ohio State football program right now. Patrick Murphy, BuckNuts.com, joins us next to break it all down. We're Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
We know everything about you. We know you love the Buckeyes. We know you love the Jackets. We know you're wearing a red shirt. I just freaked the hell out of someone. The Fan.
Enjoy more with
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Hope is action. Carving a path forward, even when it's hard.
And kids who still know how to dream. They're the best pathfinders of all.
So at Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children living in poverty worldwide to grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and so all those good things can come true for them. Safe.
And that means safe at home. Safe at school and safe online.
Hope means walking this path together, all of us. Because when we work together, we can do so much more.
That's right. Hope includes you.
Child Fund, because we need each other.
To learn how Child Fund works with children in 23 countries to help them achieve their full potential, visit childfund.org. That's childfund.org.
Never have I ever.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
One suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
It's 2020. 2020-
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
100 years, Shriners Children's has become family to over 1.5 million kids.
In tough times and good times, they're there when we need them most.
Please go online right now to loveshriners.org.
All your favorite and least favorite fan shows are available wherever you get your podcasts. Just type in 971 The Fan to the search bar and hit that subscribe button. It's free.
We're the land of the free and the home of the sunburnt, freckled fat guy.
Do it now.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Cosby Heating and Cooling and Bryant.
Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Rothman and Ice present Buckeye Bulletin.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Buy four windows, get four free from windownation.com.
All right, welcome back in, folks. Going to bring in our guy right now, Pat Murphy. Patrick Murphy from Bucknuts 24/7. What's going on, Patrick? How are you, man?
I'm good. Just hopefully no big transfer portal or NFL draft declarations while we're doing this, may just lose me all of a sudden.
No, I totally get it. You do what you got to do. If you got to bail, please let us know.
No, you're good.
There's so much happening right now. Let's start with this defensive line room, Patrick, because it seems like bodies are leaving at a pretty high rate right now, whether that's via the portal or guys going to the NFL draft. I know Caden McDonald was the latest out of that room to declare for the 26th draft. But fill us in on what's going on with that room and guys that have looked to be leaving Columbus.
Yeah, look, I think it might be easier to start listing guys that are staying with how this start of this offseason is going. Talking specifically the defensive line, I don't think anyone is that surprised about Caden McDonald. I know there was some hope, at least, within the Woody Hayes Athletic Center that they could convince him to stay. Maybe if he didn't get quite the feedback he wanted. But with the year he had, I would be surprised if he didn't, here he could at least probably be a first round pick, and trying to match that money at Ohio State was always going to be tough. So that one I don't think shocked anybody. Some of the younger guys that are leaving I think are a bit surprising, just because there's a path to playing time. But at the same time, Ohio State's out, looking in the portal for more experience at that position. They already brought in John Walker from USF. They had two former Alabama defensive linemen on campus. So, it's a tough game to play, I think, at all positions if you're the Buckeye staff, because you want to be able to look in the transfer portal, but you also know that as soon as word of that gets out, guys may decide to look elsewhere and whatnot. And, you can also talk about the advice that some of these kids are getting. I'm not saying everyone's getting bad advice, but it does seem, if you look at where, look at how some of the transfer portal guys did last year, instead of staying in Ohio State and developing, I don't know if everybody's being told to do the best situation. So it's a crazy time. I didn't expect it to be this wild, even for Ohio State coming off a loss, but it's been a nuts last week and 2 days, I guess.
Where do things stand currently with Bo Jackson? You saw the reports that he was thinking about leaving. The NIL ask was pretty high, and then some people said it's more leaning towards leaving. Where did things stand with him?
Yeah, from my understanding, it's kind of ball is in his court or his people's court, however you want to define that, in terms of, if he wants to take what Ohio State is willing to offer. And, look, I think there's a few ways to look at this, right? For Bo, he just had a breakout freshman season, over 1,000 yards, the fifth Buckeye freshman to do that. He's going to be your starting running back going forward. I don't know what his NIL number was last year, but I imagine it wasn't all that high given they didn't expect him to contribute at this level. So, of course, you're going to ask for a raise. If you're Ohio State, I think you also have to look at the big picture, right, and what you can afford to give to a young guy like that. And I think you've seen this at other positions too. I think guys have asked for money that Ohio State just can't allot, given some of the other needs they need to fill. And then you look at the running back position, and this is not a slight on Bo Jackson at all, but can you use that money to go out and get maybe a more experienced player or a guy that, you know, fits maybe a little bit better with what you want to do? Can you get two guys? Because we know they like to rotate guys. So I think right now it's just kind of wait and see what Bo Jackson and his representatives decide based on what I understand. You know, so we're playing the waiting game.
Let's stay there with the running back situation. And Patrick Murphy from Bucknuts joining us here on the Fan via the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Patrick, you mentioned maybe a veteran option. I'm sure you've seen right now or over recently the last maybe half hour or so that Justice Haynes up there at Michigan has entered the transfer portal. Do you think that should be an option for them if this Bo Jackson thing doesn't work out in their favor?
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, still relatively new to the transfer portal era. But do you have guys that are flipping across rivalries like that? I know there was, I think, a Texas receiver or something that ended up at Oklahoma. So, you know, that's certainly interesting. I think the initial reports I saw on Haynes were Georgia Tech was the team to keep an eye on. I just saw that on social media, so take it for what you will. But I'm assuming, you know, if Ohio State feels like Bo may be out the door, or maybe even if they are, you know, they were hosting a running back before. I think these negotiations really heated up. So I think they were always looking to maybe add another veteran guy, a CJ Donaldson type, to the roster. You know, I don't think they will exclude anybody, even if they just played a year at Michigan. So I haven't heard his name from anybody, but I think that will at least be talked about inside the Woody Hayes Athletic Center.
Patrick, I've asked just about everybody I can ask about this, but the offensive staff, you know, I think there are a lot of people operating under the assumption that Ryan Day is going to hire a coordinator. That person could be coming from outside. As the staff looks right now, they've got all the coaches that they can put on the road to recruit. What do you think they're going to end up doing when it comes to the offensive play caller for next season?
Yeah, I'd be a little surprised if Ryan Day doesn't go out and get you know, an experienced offensive coordinator, given kind of how the season ended. I think, you know, there was probably some buzz about, do you promote some variation of Keenan Bailey or Tyler Bowen? Tyler Bowen has offensive coordinator experience. But I think at this point, like, you come off two games where the offense, for various reasons, was not at its best. You know, I think Ryan Day is at his best when he can be the CEO and then just contribute, you know, especially once you get to the playoffs. So if he could find a Chip Kelly type, you know, I know there's been names floated around like Daboll and Monken. You know, I don't know how realistic either of those are or are not, but I think that would make a lot of sense if you could pursue and land somebody like that, to, you know, just give kind of a fresh look, outside perspective on your offense. Not that it's going to change tremendously. This is going to remain Ryan Day's offense, but I think something like that would make sense, you know, to help you, you know, sort of clean some things up and get back to your best.
Patrick, how much pressure do you think is going to be on a couple guys in Legend Bay and Chris Henry Jr. next year to be key contributors to the offense?
Yeah, I think the world that we're going to live in here, and unless the transfer portal NIL rules change, is that you're going to need guys like that to come in and either show they can contribute right away and therefore are a part of your plans and you can make promises and things like that. Or you're going to see guys leave like we have this offseason with a number of the guys from the 2025 class hitting the portal, even 2024. So, you know, I think you've got to sort of adjust your philosophy a little bit on, hey, we can't take a big freshman class because if they don't play, they're probably going to hit the portal. You know, those guys you mentioned are obviously high profile guys that I think would be in the mix to play anyway. But I think it becomes even more imperative if there, you know, if there aren't a bunch of veteran guys ahead of them to try and get some of those young guys on the field and see what you've got there. You know, you're obviously going to do what's best to win the games, but I think that's kind of going to be the way of college football is, young guys either play or they hit the portal. And that's unfortunate because you want to be able to develop guys and establish relationships. And I think fans want to get to know players, but it's sort of becoming more like college basketball was there for a while.
Yeah, no doubt. It's crazy, man. We'll let you get back to work, Patrick. As always, we appreciate your time. Have a great weekend and we'll talk to you soon, man.
All right. Sounds good. Good talking to you guys.
You too. There he goes. Patrick Murphy from Bucknuts joining us here on the Fan. Top of the hour. After an update, we will hit you with a deep dive. We'll go to the NFL. A lot of head coaching openings right now. Which one is the best? Which one is maybe a sleeper to take if you are a head coach and waiting? We will talk about that right after this. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
No hot takes, no dancing, plenty of stupid. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
World, Children International, and friends like you are giving children in poverty a chance to grow and thrive, to be healthy, to succeed in school, and achieve great things. How do we do it? In the best way possible, by helping ensure access to healthcare, nutrition, and educational opportunities, and most importantly, by empowering youths and their families to get out of poverty and into employment through life skills, computer, and job training. The very tools they need to break the cycle of poverty and build futures full of promise. Because every child deserves a chance to realize their full and best potential. Learn more about how Children International is empowering children and families by going to children.org today. That's children.org.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeremy Birmingham, Berm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Hey, Max, you look absolutely dashing in that purple tie. Ready to harness the world?
You bet, Daisy. I'm ready as I'll ever be. And might I say, your purple tie really pops with your vest.
Thanks. I almost went with a cape, but didn't want to come across as pretentious.
Nonsense. Anyone in our line of work should rock a cape.
You might be onto something, Max.
Phew. So, here we go. First day on the job. You've got this, right?
Right. Don't forget, we both graduated from Dogs, Inc. with honors.
Which means I can guide my human around a busy city with ease.
And I can give my human a restful night.
I hope my human is kind and loving.
And I hope mine likes wet kisses and zoomies.
Ready to make a difference?
Born ready. Let's go.
Discover how extraordinary dogs like Daisy and Max change lives at no cost to the recipients. Visit dogsinc.org.
Career.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here, and I'm an innovation ambassador at FAIR, Food Allergy and Research Education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, on every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week. It's getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook: read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Hey, it's T-Bone again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Better.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Tyler Danberg. Ohio State All-American D-tackle Caden McDonald has declared for the NFL draft. He's the fourth Buckeye to declare, joining Caleb Downs, Carnell Tate, and Arvell Reese. Transfer portal, former Buckeyes receiver Bryson Rogers will follow Brian Hartline to South Florida, joining defensive end C.J. Hicks as the second Buckeye to head to Tampa with Hartline. Tonight, Indiana and Oregon meet in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl from Atlanta, winner to face Miami in the national title. NFL Seahawks defensive coordinator Aiden Durdy will interview for the Browns head coaching job, while Cleveland has also requested permission to interview Chargers D.C. Jesse Minter. College hockey, Ohio State hosts number 2 Michigan State tonight at 6:30 over on the Fan 2. This update is sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit sleepbettercolumbus.com. Stop snoring, sleep better, live better. NBC Sports' Chris Sims joins Rothman and Ice at 2:30 right here on the Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Most shows just skim the surface, but Rothman and Ice feel like the biggest story of the day deserves a closer look. It's time for A Deeper Dive.
Sponsored by Low T Center. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
All right, welcome back in, folks. Happy Friday. We're Rothman and Ice. Joshua Perry, the former Buckeye and national champ, has been rocking out with us all day today. Bottom of the hour, Chris Sims, NFL on NBC, the Unbuttoned podcast, which is his podcast, covering the draft, college, NFL. The dude knocks it out of the park. He is scheduled to join us here in about 29 minutes. Before we look at the landscape of the NFL and some of the head coaching options that are available for some of these candidates around the sport, I know you wanted to lock in a little bit more on some of the potential offensive coordinator names here in Columbus. And so the floor is yours, JP. Where do you want to go with this?
Well, Patrick Murphy threw out a couple of names that I think a lot of Buckeye fans have been looking at as potential offensive play callers. You got Brian Daboll and you've got Todd Monken.
Yep.
And the thing that stands out about either one of those guys, what's a facet of the offense that both of them have incorporated?
I would venture to guess the RPO.
Quarterback runs.
Yeah.
So how does that fit with the philosophy and personnel that Ohio State possesses?
It would be 2 years too late because they would need Will Howard to run that.
It's an interesting thing to me because I think both of those guys would be welcome additions to the staff. And there are a lot of things to like about them. But mm-hmm. I think where the personnel is right now, you have to have a very specific type of offensive play caller. And that's one that knows how to move the line of scrimmage in the run game without the threat of the quarterback's legs.
Yeah.
And neither one of those guys would seem to fit that category mm-hmm. to me.
I completely agree. I want to ask you this, JP. Do you think that when it comes to the rushing aspect of Julian's game right now, is that something that maybe Coach Day has told him, in your opinion, to try to work on this offseason? Or do you want him to build off of what looks to be a very good strength in his arm accuracy and touch and those type of things?
I think it's really interesting when C.J. Stroud was the quarterback here and people would ask him about running. And one of the things that he said is, I'm not a running back. And I feel like guys say that when they feel like they're empowered to not use their legs within an offense. I think Ryan Day, from that point, has learned the benefit of having a quarterback that's mobile. And I'm sure that some of the conversations that he is having with Julian are, we don't need you to run all of the time,
yeah.
but when the opportunity presents itself to keep us on schedule, mm-hmm. we would like for you to do that. And you're a good enough athlete to do that. So, yeah, I think he's probably looking at his guy and saying, at some point, get us a couple few, mm-hmm. several yards yeah. if you can. But I don't think he's looking at Julian and being like, oh yeah, we're about to turn this thing into a zone read type of offense. Like, you better pack your big boy pants.
Right. You don't need it.
It's not what he wants to do anyway. Need
it. You could dial that up with Will.
Sure.
Because Will had the body type.
And he was a little bit nuts too.
And right. And he
didn't care about getting hit.
He mentioned it on record. Like, I'm looking for that physicality as the quarterback. And I was like, I don't know if it's the game you want to play, big dog. Right. You know what I mean? Like, hey, get out of bounds. Yeah, you don't go ahead and slide. But he knew standing, what is he, 6'3", 6'4",
about 6'5" for real.
Two and some change, right, on that side of it, that I can lean on some of these defensive backs every once in a while. The linebackers and D linemen, I can get dicey.
Right.
But he had the body type to, you know, sustain some of those blows. Julian does, and that's fine. He doesn't need that. But I think you nailed it when you talked about those timely runs.
Yes.
The timely runs and just training your brain to do it. Because it's easy, I think, for me to say that right now. But Julian, since he was probably 8, 9 years old, has stood in that pocket and shredded defenses.
No doubt.
Game in and game out. And that's got to be hard to do when it's not in your muscle memory yet.
For sure. For sure. I mean, it's a part of the evolution of these guys and growing up, where, and especially now, the way that a lot of quarterbacks are being developed, and especially for Julian being a West Coast kid, a lot of 7-on-7 being played. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's not an option, right? So a lot of the training that he has undergone, a lot of the reps that he's gotten, you don't even get to do that in the first place. So there's the maturation of a quarterback where it's like, okay, live bullets are flying. Everything's available to me. 1, 2, 3 in the progression. I see the rush coming. Here's a lane. Let me just get 3 or 4 yards.
Sticking with quarterbacks at the collegiate level, we just found out, Joshua, that the NCAA has denied Trinidad Chambliss a 6th year of eligibility. And so this doesn't sound like it's completely put to bed yet, based off of whom he is now hired, it sounds like.
They don't have a lot of time.
They don't have a lot of time. But the question is, should he even want to come back right now to the collegiate landscape? Because you look at the quarterback guys that are in this class, and we're just assuming Dante Moore is going.
Right.
We don't know.
Right.
He might hit the finish line of tonight or the next game against Miami and be like, yeah, I want to run it back. I need a little bit more seasoning. But is there a chance, in your opinion, that maybe Trinidad Chambliss should be looking at the NFL and saying, I could be quarterback 3, 4, or 5, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, if I were him, I would at least take a look at it. Now, certainly there's something telling him that he's best suited to come back for another year, whether that's feedback from the NFL advisory board about what his draft grade would be, or whether that's just him knowing himself and having only played 1 year at this level.
Right.
This guy was a Division II quarterback a year ago, and he might be looking at himself saying, it was a good year, but there's another level that I can reach and I need to develop here for my own good, because the NFL is not going to do that for me. It's not what they like to do with quarterbacks. So it's an interesting conversation. I think you could ask people right now and they might say he's as high as quarterback 3. It could be Fernando Mendoza, Dante Moore. And then once you get there, do you like Trinidad and what he provides with his legs and some of the upside there? Do you like Ty Simpson? You know, and some of the things that... So it's an interesting discussion for sure.
It is. It is. And I'm fascinated by if he does somehow, some way, get a chance to play in college again. Does he want to stay in Oxford or does he want to go to Baton Rouge?
It feels real hard after what that group did in Oxford this year. It feels real hard to walk away from that as the quarterback.
I know. But his guy.
I know.
That he didn't give him the opportunity. Simmons got hurt. And so he stepped into that role and took over.
It almost felt like they didn't want him to play either. Like, even after Simmons got hurt, they tried to give the ball back to Simmons. He was terrible when he was healthy. And then they kept doing these dumb packages. So maybe the relationship between him and Lane ain't even like that anyway.
Maybe not. And I think you're onto something, because there is this vibe amongst the guys on that Ole Miss squad right now, whether it's Lacey coming back. They mentioned last night that the kicker turned down the NFL to come back to
tamper,
Ole Miss
tamper,
as
tamper,
well.
Tamper.
So, man, it was a doink fest for him.
Like, that's fine.
It was just crazy. He made one of them.
But it's an upgrade.
It is. No doubt. And look, it is such an important thing in those type of games.
Yeah.
You just see grabbing that 3 when you need it, man. It just adds up, because you just, the talent's going to balance out and your offense isn't going to be able to march up and down the field. And even if they do, you get in the red zone, you're facing good defenses down there, your kicker's got to be able to take advantage.
Man, especially the way that we see some of these teams playing. If you know that you are in a game where you're going to get a high number of drives, maybe that 3 doesn't matter as much.
Right.
I'd said to my dad, Miami goes down the field, long drive, kicks a field goal. I said, I don't know if that's a game plan that they can thrive on, right? Because the drives were going to be so few in that game.
Uh-huh.
And to that point, all the points are going to matter.
Yep.
You got to maximize them.
It's always, I was just sitting there watching the game last night. It's laughable how bad DBs are at catching the rock.
Wow, isn't it?
I mean, the Miami guys, I know Mario Cristobal was ready to get rid of all of those dudes. And I think number 24, I think, had the worst one where like bounced, I think, off the Ole Miss guy or his teammate, maybe both. And it was literally just grab the ball. These guys cannot catch at all.
We know something about defensive backs not being able to catch the ball, don't we?
Oh, man, you got to give me a little bit more notice than that.
You know what? I thought you were a pro.
You know what?
He's got so many options. I used to say,
barely an interception by Tyvis Powell. What a missed chance that was.
I used to say, like, when Coach Day and that offense was just humming, I used to say, like, the play sheet was like the Cheesecake Factory menu.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you go to Cheesecake Factory and there's
big ass menu.
Wave after wave after wave of that's his drop board over there. So he's got to get through some of those. But yeah, go and spend that one.
That was actually pretty quick, though. I can't even lie.
Go and spend
that. Barely an interception by Tyvis Powell. What a missed chance that was.
Has he heard that?
I don't know. My mom was listening yesterday and she was cracking up. The first thing she said to me.
By the way, have you, because you know Tyvis travels for Big Ten Network. Have you heard this, Tyvis? He's in there cheering with the Penn State student section.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, that's all right. Okay. He's being a company man. I understand that.
If I was staring myself in the mirror for a good 10 minutes today looking at it.
I don't know what that means.
I don't want to ask.
Is that about his new hairline?
I don't want to ask. If you can, because I don't know if JP has heard the Adam King dropping of the fish when he was in Seattle. So, you know, that's a thing.
Yeah, Pike's Place or whatever.
You go out to Seattle. Yeah. Buckeyes played out there. Oh, by the way, speaking of that, mm-hmm. Damon Williams said, I'll be back. Like, I want my money. That came down last night.
Crazy.
Like, that seems to be cleared up that he is not going to go elsewhere. He will be rushing.
I haven't thought on that once we get to this Adam King.
If you have that, go and play this for JP.
It knocked his microphone everywhere.
I mean, the horrific scream in the background from that lady. You would have thought AK got hit by a truck or something. Shout out to our guy AK, man. That's great. Real quick before we go to break, Damon Williams. Yeah.
So I think that this situation needs to happen with a player that has way less than $4 million at stake. Because I think the more he sat back and thought about it was, well, what if I do have to pay some damages here? And what if they do say that they can enforce this idea that I can't take my NIL rights? It needs to be a player that's in like the $50,000 range, and we need to find out with that.
Yeah, I like his skill set. The Buckeyes kind of really slowed him down.
He was a roller coaster.
He was. And so I think Matt Patricia likened him to Kyler Murray mm-hmm. throughout the weekend. You can see.
Like a toddler that stole your car keys running around back there. You don't know what the hell to do with them.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking from experience.
That had to be tough.
You know.
Your dad of the year, though. Hey, coming up, Pre-Snap Reads. We'll hit you with the latest on the Browns head coach process and also get you ready for the playoffs with Chris Sims coming up at 2:30. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
Are you working? Because we barely are. It's Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football and quiet quitting. The Fan.
Get your furnace fixed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
A real journey since 2014 when I first had my injury. I realized that my home was just not working for me and that it was time to ask for help. Homestar Troops is really giving me my life back. The shower allows me to go in and turn around with my chair, pull down storage racks, automated door systems, hours of my morning given back to me. Adaptive sports are a huge part of my life, a huge part of my healing journey as well. Homestar Troops helped with making sure that I had a home gym so that I can continue to train. This past year, I was able to host Thanksgiving in my home. And it was the first time I was able to have my whole family in one place, and I was able to contribute to the meal. There are a lot more veterans in need, and Homes for Our Troops is going to be there to help them too.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives. Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
The hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one. To learn more and get help on any day, visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Hello, it's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Back in the day, if you wanted to listen to the fan, you turned on the radio, and that was the end of the story.
But now, oh baby, stream us live on the Fan app.
TuneIn app, iHeart app, we're everywhere.
The Fan, Ohio's streaming destination. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Few shower chances mainly earlier in the day. Otherwise, we'll see some clearing into the afternoon and warm and breezy with highs in the mid to upper 60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy overnight with our lows down into the 30s. And we kick off the weekend with cloudy skies and a chance of showers as we head into late morning and into the afternoon. Winds will calm down with temperatures only getting into the low 50s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Rothman and Ice present Pre-Snap Reads.
Sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call Dr. Mark Levy today at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP.
All right, welcome back in, folks. Before we lock in on our pre-snap reads for today, let me talk to you about the wonderful folks at Bet365, because if you're looking for a new place to bet, get on over to Bet365. They have a great deal waiting for you. What all you're going to have to do is lay down $5. Soon after that, you're getting $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could take that $200 and turn it into something bigger and better when you bet on spreads, totals, money lines, or player props. I'm looking at Bet365 right now, and I'm liking what Trevor Lawrence is doing right now as the QB1 for Jacksonville. But JP, I'm really liking what he's doing with his legs right now.
Interesting.
4 rushing touchdowns over his last 4 games. I like the value for an anytime touchdown for Trevor Lawrence at plus 175. I like the juice on that. The pass catchers, Brenton Strange, the tight end, Brian Thomas, and Jacoby Myers. The value is pretty good, but I like the plus 175 for Trevor Lawrence, so I'm going to rock with that. How are you feeling about my little bet today?
I like the bet. Just as a minor digression, Trevor Lawrence, hate the look of him in a quarterback sneak because of how long his neck is.
Oh, okay. So a little bit of the Peyton Manning going on? Because yes. Peyton Manning had that long
and he's
neck
got
too.
He's got the forehead.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does. But banger of a bank account right now.
Oh, 100%.
Did they get him a grill or something this week? Was Dylan Tyer telling us that? Like some of the players on the team got him a grill?
Yeah, he threw it in after they clinched the playoffs or whatever.
You got it. Wow. Okay. I'm here for it. I support it. I support it all. Team chemistry, no matter what it takes. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
And
May the odds be ever in your favor.
So, one of the latest names that the Browns are interviewing for their head coaching spot is Bengals offensive coordinator Dan Pitcher. We knew yesterday they took care of their in-house coordinators with Tommy Rees on the offensive side of the things and Jim Schwartz on the defensive side of things. Dan Pitcher, to me, I don't know if that does it. I don't know if that will do it. It's one of those candidates to where he's in the right place, right time, attached to one of the elite quarterbacks. And I can understand why owners and a GM may look at that and say, well, look what he did there. But it's a dangerous game to play because the product on offense was good prior to Dan Pitcher being there.
Yes.
And there's also the evidence that you can look at with Brian Callahan, who is Tennessee's head coach, who left Cincinnati a couple years ago. And that experiment has it's just been okay. So Dan Pitcher, JP, I don't know if that's the move.
Not for me. I feel like the Browns, if they can try to find a guy who's got a bit more of a track record.
Okay.
I feel like that's not an organization that can roll the dice too much. I don't think you can go with a guy who doesn't have a long track record in the league, a guy who's maybe a little bit more unknown commodity. Like, I think you have to go with the most proven thing you can because, as much as they hate people saying it, some dysfunction going on up there.
A lot, man. A lot. And it's just this franchise, unfortunately, has just been sniped with bad luck at this position for years and years now. And so I just find this whole, no matter who they hire, they're going to have to look at that quarterback room, I think, and make a tough decision.
What decision would you make?
There's something about Shador for me where I want to see more of that. I do. Because I just think even in his time in Colorado, as you know, never clean offensive line play in front of him. And he's the type of quarterback that he's not overcoming that.
No.
Right, with his athletic ability. That's not what he does. He's a pure pocket passer type of quarterback. And so I would want to see that. So I would address maybe a playmaker and an offensive lineman with your two first round picks and then try to find maybe an offensive mind that can speak to whoever the quarterback is. Because I think that's what now Stefanski, he was labeled as that. That did not work. And so I would roll with maybe Shador, man.
So that's my thought process. And the reason why is, for a lot of the things that you said, I think there's some good upside there, but you have to have some things around him in order for that to work. Offensive line needs to be much better. Totally agree with that. Weapons for any quarterback, they'd be happy with that. And the idea is sink or swim, and not middle of the road swim. Like, if it's starting to get better but not good enough, you don't want to be in that spot where you might not be able to get the quarterback next year.
Yeah.
But if he fails, then you're going to be right where you can be to get the next guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see a lot of risk in saying, let's see if we can make this thing better for him and see if the guy can actually play ball in the league.
I hear you. Mary Kay Cabot reported just a couple hours ago that the Browns have requested permission to interview Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter.
See, that's an interesting one for multiple reasons. He's a young dude, right? Not a big long track record in the NFL, and obviously did the college thing. He was with the Ravens before that, I believe. But he's a sharp dude. He comes from a tree that we know is tough, discipline, high standards. But he's a defensive guy.
Yeah.
And so you know that the hiring of his staff has got to be on point.
It does. And let me, I want to put you in the shoes of Jim Schwartz. You find out from ownership that, hey, you know, we're not rolling with you, but we're bringing in another defensive-minded guy to be the head coach. Your reaction to that? You're out.
I'm out.
Okay.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah, because, like, I don't think he would get to run his defense.
No, you got your guy. He wants his philosophy. That's perfectly fine.
And I think that's an interesting aspect of this as well.
Yeah, you know where to send my last check.
If they do, you got the routing numbers. If they do go Jesse Minter, if they do go Robert Saleh, if they do go Brian Flores,
right,
that makes things a little squirrely with Uncle Jim.
It feels like the way that he's there is if they pick an offensive-minded coach and he wants to retain him. But if they're going defense, it could be some butting of heads. And especially for a guy that you interviewed for the job anyway, like,
I agree.
Feels weird.
We were talking about a head coach that can speak to Shador, Dylan, Deshaun, whoever it's going to be. If you do bring in a defensive-minded guy, I have to imagine, not even just the Browns, if you go defensive-minded head coach, Mike McDaniel's first on my list of guys I want to call as an offensive coordinator.
Yes.
Because I feel like you keep him in that lane, JP, I think there's some good things that'll come out of the kitchen. He may be able to cook a little bit if he is just an offensive coordinator.
I think it gets him back to the thing that he was most notable for. Yeah. You know, part of where these guys that were elite play callers in my mind, part of where they fail is now you're starting to ask them to do everything else.
Yep.
Wouldn't he like to just get back in the lab and get on the grease board and start putting X's and O's up there?
Uh-huh.
You see a young quarterback, identify what you like about him, strengths, weaknesses, how you're going to develop him. Even if it's Deshaun, a guy who's been around the block, you've probably seen enough of him where you're like, got a whole menu of stuff I'd like to run with that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it makes a ton of sense to at least see where his head is at.
Let's go down to the 305 because the Miami Dolphins have found their new general manager. He is John Eric Sullivan, who was the vice president of player personnel up in Green Bay. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because I've got odds right here, JP, about who is the favorite right now to be the Dolphins' next head coach. And a pretty decent favorite on the board right now for John Harbaugh is the Miami Dolphins at minus 175.
Okay.
Second best odds for him as far as where he's going to coach next, the New York Giants at plus 175. So Vegas leaning towards South Beach right now.
So what's intriguing about that is everything you heard about Mike McDaniel was that players really liked him. He connected with those guys. They had a good relationship. But he wasn't a disciplined guy.
Yeah.
Things got away from him a little bit when it came to managing, you know, dudes who maybe weren't all between the lines all the time. John Harbaugh will connect with players.
Yep.
They're going to love him, but he'll keep them between the lines as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's where you take an organization that didn't bottom out and you put in a guy who can fix the thing that you need to fix the most instantly. Mm-hmm. Now we're rocking and rolling.
I agree. I completely agree. And it seems like Harbs is the guy for a lot of these teams right now.
As he should be.
That have openings. Great career in Baltimore. 18 years. Let him do a Super Bowl and a lot of other good things. Those are your pre-snap reads. For today, coming up in 2 minutes, we're going to try to connect with Chris Sims from NBC to talk about some of these quarterbacks coming out in the NFL playoffs that kick off tomorrow. We're Rothman and Ice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
My mom is a veteran and she was injured in the line of duty.
I hurt my leg in a training accident when she was only 2 years old.
She had 7 different surgeries over the span of 9 years and there were tons of complications.
I couldn't be the mom my kids needed me to be.
She missed so much.
After my last surgery, I got an infection so bad I thought it was going to kill me.
I told her she couldn't leave me yet. There was still so much she had to see. I hadn't even graduated.
I'm doing much better now. I may have lost my leg, but I've gained so much. I'm an active part of my kids' lives.
She can kick a mean soccer ball.
DAV's been there for me and my family. Through thick and thin, they've had our back.
Every year, DAV helps more than 1 million veterans like Sandy get the health and disability benefits they've earned so they can achieve victories great and small.
My victory is getting my life back. I got my joy back.
We got our mom back, thanks to DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey, it's T-Bone again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Live better.
Rothman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
What's up, knuckleheads? You're listening to Rothman and Ice on The Fan. It's not terrible.
Welcome back in. Welcome back in. We're lighting up right now. The Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And we're bringing on a great guest right now. He's Chris Sims, NBC Sports, great NFL analyst, PFT Live, and I'm telling you, check out the Unbuttoned podcast as well. Joshua Perry in the house today, rocking out with us. Chris, welcome in, my man. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, man. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me on, man. I love being on with one of my favorite mofos in the world, Joshua Perry. So you know I'm ready to talk some ball, but good to hear from you guys.
Let's get into it, because we've been talking today, Chris, a lot about some of these quarterbacks that could be coming out to go to the NFL. We just found out about Trinidad Chambliss, right, in the NCAA not granting him that 6-year of eligibility. If he were to come out, Chris, where would he stack up for you amongst the guys that are draft eligible?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's interesting. He's got big-time talent. There's no doubt about that. I mean, you saw that over the last few weeks. He can extend plays, right? He can play backyard football. He can stay in the pocket and kind of surgically destroy you there. I haven't studied him like I have some of the other guys, and I would probably be able to give you a better answer once the NFL season's over. But I don't think he's going to be in the top class or the top tier of guys there just because size alone. I think you're seeing that, again, size does matter. Size is a skill. And, you know, he's fast, but is he so fast that it's Kyler Murray type of fast that can make up for that small size, right? That's the big thing. And we've had some smaller quarterbacks, Kyler Murray, Tua, those kind of guys who haven't had the greatest success in the NFL right now. And I think people are wary of that a little bit. So, you know, I don't think he's in that Mendoza. We'll see what Dante Moore does and Ty Simpson. I don't think he's quite in that class, but maybe the next group down.
All right, Chris, I'm going to ask you about one more prospect before we get to some NFL here. But you mentioned Ty Simpson, and you and I went back and forth all year long. We saw the highs. We saw the lows. Was it the right choice for him to declare? And where do you see him in terms of how NFL teams are going to view him?
I think, you know, at his best, you and I were pretty amazed with him throughout the year, right? I mean, he carried the Alabama team. Alabama couldn't play defense. They couldn't run the ball. It was all about, hey, him and those three receivers, you got to make magic happen. And when he was playing his best, I know I was like, man, I'm not sure I don't like him more than Mendoza. Mm-hmm. Now, I do think he wore out at the end of the year, right? His body physically, from the beating, from having to carry the team. I know for a fact he lost a bunch of weight during the season, and I think that's why maybe he wasn't quite as explosive throwing the ball or running the ball at the end of the year. I would have liked to see him stay for another year, especially in this day and age, again, where, yeah, I think you look at it, usually a lot of reps in college equal translation. You're prepared for the NFL. But the other side of that is you get the Anthony Richardsons of the world and people like that where you go, man, they only played 10 games. Are they really NFL ready? And here we are in year four going into Anthony Richardson's NFL career going, man, he's still not NFL ready, right? So that's where I always favor that. I'm never going to get mad at a guy and tell him to go chase his dream and go get his money. But we are in an era here where you can hang around in college and make $5 or $6 million a year for one more year and get those reps. So I was a little surprised he came out. I wish he would have stayed one more year, but again, I'm not too mad at him, and I do understand it.
Chopping up all things football right now with Chris Sims from NBC Sports. Again, check out the Unbuttoned podcast. It's really good stuff. All right, let's get into the playoffs, Chris, because I cannot wait to see what we get this week. And I have this question for you. One of the homies says, hey, Chris, I got the private jet ready to go. I can go to any game this weekend. Where would you advise them to go and why?
Ooh, that's a good one. I feel like, I don't think it's any of the Saturday games, even though that's, you know, the Bears-Packers is a classic old-school matchup, and it sounds like it's going to be cold and snowy, and that's going to look really good. To me, I think one of the two would either be, I think the Jacksonville-Buffalo game is going to be really exciting, right? I know they're not. Jacksonville's not a big market, old traditional team. But Jacksonville's a team that I look at to go, they're more talented than Buffalo. They're hot. They can go to the Super Bowl, right? I think I would look at that. And, of course, the storyline with Josh Allen. And I know everybody's, oh, Lamar and Mahomes aren't in the playoffs. This is the year for Josh Allen. Yeah, I get it. But you need a team. And Buffalo's team, as anybody would tell you, has major holes in it. First off, none of their receivers are a number one or a number two receiver in all of football. It's all Josh Allen and hopefully James Cook. And then defensively, you don't ever talk about anybody on Buffalo's defense that you got to worry about or game plan. So to me, McDermott and Josh Allen have covered a lot of holes there, but I think that's the game. And then maybe that Pittsburgh Monday night game, because it could be Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin's last game. And I think that Houston Texans defense is special, a Super Bowl type of defense. And I wouldn't be shocked if they were there on Super Bowl Sunday, the Houston Texans.
All right, Chris, we were doing a segment earlier where we asked the question, who's under pressure? So if you had to pick, and it could be a player, it could be a team, it could be a coach, who's under the most pressure this weekend, who are you looking at?
Well, I know the Josh Allen thing is real, right? I get that. And I also, you know, but at the same time, realistically, I look at it and I don't think Buffalo's a Super Bowl team. I don't. So I don't put them under pressure. Now, do I think maybe Matt LaFleur and the Packers are under a little pressure? Yeah, there's a lot of people out there in the football world that think LaFleur and McDermott, if they don't win this game, they could be in trouble this weekend. Right. This is good. It could be let go to go, hey, it's run its course. You did a good job, but we're just not getting over the hump. Let's go our different ways. So I kind of look at those two right there to go. I think they probably have the most pressure on them. Nick Sirianni, not far off because of what the decision he made to not play his guys right and take the 3 seed. That is going to be something and is going to be continued to be studied there. But I think those other two guys might be coaching for their football lives and where they're at right now.
All right, Chris, let's lock it on New England right now because this has all come together nicely for them, right? Vrabes comes in, gets things in order. Year two quarterback for Drake May. He takes off. Maybe he will win the MVP. But you grind in the tape this year. Take us inside why the Patriots have been able to cook the way they have all year.
Yeah, well, the Patriots, like, let's not forget, it's one of the easiest schedules in the history of football, right? So you can't deny that. There's no doubt there. But they do play a style of football that I would go was early years Belichick and Brady, right? Where it's, hey, we're going to run the ball with Travion Henderson and Ramondre Stevenson. And then we're going to drop back only about 22, 24 times a game. And Drake May will be 18 for 24 for 240 and 2 touchdowns and interception. They know how to manage games. They know how to game plan. Josh McDaniels is one of the best OCs in the game. And then, of course, Vrabel is a game plan specific defensive caller. So you don't know exactly what you're going to get from them on that side of the ball, just like you didn't know back in the old days with Bill Belichick. That's where I look at. They're playing at house money. I think that's a coin flip game between them and the Chargers. I think the Packers, Bears, Chargers, Patriots, I would tell everybody out there, don't bet money on that because I think those games could go either way. But yeah, they've done some impressive things and, you know, they're going to know how to play playoff football. It's just they got Justin Herbert and Harbaugh who are sick of losing in the first round and doing all that coming into town. So they're going to be ready to go.
You know, you mentioned house money. I feel that way about the Chicago Bears, one of the teams that you just mentioned there. In the turnaround that they've had this year, describe that. Take us on the inside of that and what you've seen from Caleb Williams with Ben Johnson as the head coach and play caller there.
Right. Yeah, they're awesome. And this is I'm not a believer in the Bears or the 49ers that I think they can make a deep playoff run here because I just don't think their defenses are good enough. But you're right, Joshua. That's very much like New England where I go, they're playing with house money. Watch out. The Bears are set up to be really good for the next 8 to 10 years. Caleb Williams is a superstar. It's not always perfect right now. But Joshua, you know this. When you're a sick freak of nature athlete who can just make plays on your own, he's been able to get away with that and do that his whole football life until he got to the NFL. And now he's being rewired. His robot's being rewired. Ben Johnson's like, hey, I like all your backyard plays, but you got to stay in the pocket. And if we want to win the Super Bowl, we're not going to get there making backyard plays. We got to be able to surgically dissect defenses. He's getting there. Ben Johnson's one of the most creative offensive game planners there are in the sport. They got young talent around them. Their thing this offseason will just be get more blue chip, big time defensive players. But, yeah, that's how they've done it with that offense, managing games the right way. They're dangerous. They're fun to watch. But, like I said, I don't know if I feel like they can go too deep into the NFC playoffs here. I'd be shocked if they were in the NFC championship game, I guess is what I'm saying.
We're talking all things NFL playoffs right now with Chris Sims from NBC. Chris, I want to ask you about the one seeds. Denver on the AFC side of this thing, Seattle on the NFC side of this thing. Who is the more complete unit right now? Which one of these teams do you like a little bit more as we ramp up for the postseason?
I think Seattle, you know, as a full team, I like Seattle more. Denver, I certainly like, and they're going to be dangerous. And, of course, they got a coach there that knows how to coach playoff football and get you to the Super Bowl. But as anybody has seen all year, Denver's got some problems on the offense. They're not necessarily a well-functioning machine week after week, quarter after quarter. They can kind of go through little spurts. The quarterback is clutch as hell. But there's no big-time receiver you're really scared at. They're young at running back, right? So that's where I don't look at them quite as the same quality as Seattle. Seattle's got playmakers. Seattle's arguably the most explosive offense in football. And they're big, and their defense is up there with the Houston Texans as one of the best defenses in the game. The big thing with Seattle is going to be what we all know. right? Can Sam Darnold play big-time football in big moments? That's what we're going to continue to watch. Last week, they dominated the 49ers, but as you know, have you ever seen a bigger butt-whooping than 13-3? They let them hang around, and a lot of that was through the offense, and Darnold just didn't put the 49ers away. But I do think they're a better football team in totality, yes, than the Denver Broncos.
All right, before we wrap up, wanted to ask you about some of the coaches that are available and some of the vacancies. If you were to play matchmaker, do you have a coach that you would pair up with a certain vacancy right now?
Well, I mean, I want, you know, I'm a Giants fan, for everybody can understand why. I grew up here, and, you know, the, yes, the Giants and that money and those checks fed the family for a long time, right? But I do look at that and go, man, I think John Harbaugh would be perfect. The Giants need a coach that's been there, done that, right? They need to get somebody there that's not taking a job for the first time in their career, to get the organization back on track. There's pieces with the New York Giants. I mean, let's break it down. You got, when a coach looks at a team, he goes, what's the first thing he's looking at? Oh, quarterback. Okay, we got that. Ooh, left tackle. Ooh, gosh, one of the better left tackles in football, and Andrew Thomas. How's the pass rushers? Oh, we got three of them. And Dexter Lawrence, Kayvon Thibodeau, Abdul Carter, and Brian Burns. You got Dexter Lawrence, who's one of the best D tackles in football. So the Giants aren't far off. As we saw this year, they can be a pain in the butt, and I think a guy like Harbaugh going there can make them in the playoff conversation in a hurry. So that's one right off the bat that I look at that I think would really work.
It's great stuff. He's Chris Sims from NBC Sports. Again, if you're a football head like we are, check out the Unbuttoned podcast and you will be happy with what you get. Chris, as always, man, great to hear from you. Appreciate everything you do. Good luck the rest of the way with great coverage as you've been doing all year long and years behind us, man. And thank you so much. Have a great weekend, man.
Hey. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Matthew. Thank you, Joshua. All right, you guys be good. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, brother. Chris Sims joining us via the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. We will hit the finish line of the show and week next with Tell the Truth. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
We have so many local shows, I can't fit them in a 10-second promo. So let's just say we're live and local all damn day. The Fan.
Hey, what's up? It's Steve.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Thing or two about the moments in life that matter. You've seized those moments to embrace joy, accomplish great things, and build meaningful relationships. Is it time now to sit back and reflect on a life well lived? Maybe. Or maybe there's more to be done. Maybe this is the most important moment you've encountered yet. By volunteering with AmeriCorps Seniors, you can seize the moment, lend a hand, and get back more than you give. We connect you to local volunteer organizations with opportunities that fit your schedule and match your interests. Through AmeriCorps Seniors, you can support people in times of need and make your community stronger. You can become a companion to your older neighbors, brightening their days with friendship. You can even become a mentor for young people, serving as a role model and enriching their lives. Are you ready to seize your moment? Visit AmeriCorps.gov/your moment and get started today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
People warned me to slow down. I said, I don't know how. Thanks to my VA care team, I haven't.
At VA, we're using technology to help veterans recover faster and live their lives to the fullest. Learn more at vacareers.va.gov/PSA.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news, we're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Tell the Truth with Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by McDaniel GM Superstore. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
All right, TLC, take us to the crib. What do you got cooked up in Truth today, big dog?
All right, so I'm trying to think, like, what are some, like, show inside jokes that we need to make Josh a part of?
Yeah.
Obviously, the drops are a big one. I know these are two of your favorites.
I don't give a damn about the Browns.
Followed by...
I do love me some Shedeur Sanders. Don't believe that.
That's a good one.
Deion is crazy, right?
He's
absolutely insane.
Josh is in here with some drops now. Ice like this one.
We're looking at a hot pack of ass.
I liked this one.
My hands are not small.
And then this was Josh's reaction when Ice said, I want Bill Belichick.
Oh, brother!
So, welcome to the team.
You are never safe on this show.
I love it, though. It's good. Y'all are doing it the
right
way.
Holly Rowe's not safe either, so is everybody's. So yes, we're all good.
Well, I will say.
It's like the BET Awards in here.
Oh, my goodness.
I was at a game here last year, and I thought I was at the BET Awards.
That is crazy from Holly Rowe. But I will say, TLC's added a great element to our show with that. It's really added a nice spark. It's been awesome. Fun. It's been good.
He's a real pro.
Yeah, he is, but I've loved what he's brought to the table with that, amongst some other things that he does really, really well. But I know a lot of people that I've talked to love hearing myself being embarrassed by his drops and just all the other fun stuff he's got going
on. Any in particular? I can play him.
Let's hear something.
We did a drop draft.
Oh.
Is that still available via podcast, TLC? Folks go and get that?
That would have been the last half hour of the Christmas Eve episode. I think it's still up on the podcast.
And look, we just had a great interview with Chris Sims. If you're just now hopping in and you missed that, just type in Rothman and Ice wherever you get your podcast. You can take us with us.
It's a good plug.
You can take us with us wherever you go. At the gym, the library, on the road, wherever.
The library.
You know, hey, maybe you're tired of the book. Maybe you need a break. Take us with you wherever you want to go. But he has unbelievable drops, drop after drop, like... We talked about Aaron Rodgers, him dunking on the girl when he was still trying to figure out.
That was my favorite.
Where he was still in the free agency mode, figuring out where he wanted to go. I think he was doing some type of event.
He was doing a live podcast. I'm playing this one.
Listen to this.
Well, now I can't find it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, now I do have it. Okay, so Aaron Rodgers was doing a live podcast in Austin, and this was basically, is he playing for the Steelers or is he retiring? He hadn't signed yet. And there was one... young female Saints fan who still wanted one last shot, and he shut her down so quick.
Would you ever consider playing for the Saints?
No.
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 Oh, man.
So we have fun.
Yeah, we have
all right,
a lot
so I got to ask a question.
Yeah.
Where did the nickname TLC come from?
So this came from AR.
Okay.
And it took us, what, two nicknames prior to this, I think, before we got to TLC.
Yeah, okay. So I joined the show March 31st, which would have been NBA season. So I got baby Chet like day one.
Chet Holmgren.
Chet is not a handsome dude. I wouldn't do that to you, but I can see.
If I had a beard and a haircut.
I could see a little bit of resemblance.
I've thrown at him. There's a little Logan Paul in there if he had blonde hair.
I could see that.
There's a little Logan. He doesn't like that one. He doesn't rock with that
one. I wouldn't want to be that guy either, but I could see a little bit of it.
So as we got to know Cole a little bit more, you know, Cole, he can be a little spicy every once in a while. And so ARK.
I have been called spicy white before, but that's separate.
Well,
by who I want to ask who?
Not a dude.
Oh, that's what I was hoping. That's what I was hoping. But yeah, the loose cannon.
Okay.
That's because you just never know sometimes when he cracks the mic where this thing could go.
The loose cannon.
So that's why we call him TLC. But he's doing a great job.
Yeah.
We have two more drops to add to the shuffle this week. We got a crystal ball.
Hats off to our guys for being some tough-ass sons of bitches.
Hell yeah. He was roaming up and he was ready to get after one of the refs yesterday. I can't remember the call. Targeting. It was the targeting call where one of his guys got out. And by the way,
he was ready to get after one of his assistant coaches for hugging him too early.
The sideline reacts out of him were great because you saw anger. You saw just complete confusion out of him.
Yeah.
You saw a little bit of heartbreak at times. It was good.
Yeah, absolutely. Real quick, JP, the penalty for targeting is too harsh.
The issue is I think it's a stupid penalty. But I think it's pretty well defined at this point.
It is, but that was like sometimes I don't know what these guys are supposed to do in the blink of an eye. That's my only thing.
That's why I think it's stupid. But I think they've enforced it more consistently than they have in the past.
I don't think there should be carryover either to the next game. If you get bounced in the second half, then you got to... Because that guy's got to miss the first half of the Natty now.
Well, too damn bad. Learn how to tackle, brother.
Just, no, I get that. But I just think the penalty... If you get tossed from the game, I don't think you should miss the first half of the next game.
I guess.
I don't know. This is where I'm at.
All right, so I want to play this audio. This is from Feinbaum. This would have been before the Ole Miss game last night, just for the record, if that means anything to you. But he was asked on First Take about the SEC and about not winning the championship in the past couple of years. Now we know it's going to be 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
And so, but this was at the time that Ole Miss was still alive. And you tell me if this kind of sounds like a big brand bias take, because he didn't sound like he cared about Ole Miss's national championship possibilities very much.
Paul, I'll go to you. Is the SEC dominance over as we know it?
I mean, I'm under contract to disagree with you, but I don't really care about the contract. Yes. I have been on that hill, Stephen A., and I am getting destroyed. There's no way to defend the SEC. It's been terrible. Now, I'm sure somebody at the SEC office is whispering, hey, don't forget, Ole Miss could win it all. And that would solve some of the wounds. But this has been a long year for the SEC. And I think in the end, because I kept wrapping my arms around Alabama and saying, Stephen A., did you remember what they did? They went through that gauntlet in the middle of the year. Well, right. A lot of those teams they beat really weren't very good after all. They lost in bowl games and they looked terrible.
Right.
So it's a rough year for the SEC. Ole Miss is it, regardless of the Lane Kiffin story, which I know we're going to talk about. But there's no if Ole Miss loses Thursday night, and I'm sitting around having to defend this league to you, Stephen A., saying, "Oh, no big deal that it's three straight years without an SEC team in the national championship game." I mean, there's no defense. Well, it's been rough.
I wonder if it were Alabama or LSU or Georgia still alive, if he'd be a little less quick to just disregard, well, you know, it's only Ole Miss left.
I like that question.
So I think, yes, the brand matters, but the context in there that he brought up, which I think is really important, in the postseason, the SEC beat Tulane in Michigan. That's it. They had one Power Four dub against another team that wasn't from the SEC.
Yeah.
And I think that's where you can say that the conference has fallen. Like, the one team being alive is one thing. Mm-hmm. Y'all didn't beat anybody.
Nobody. Didn't beat anybody.
Anybody.
I think it's well said. That is Tell the Truth for today.
Let me play this.
And I am looking at a half-empty bottle of Cavassier, which means that we are just about out of time.
That's all we got. That's all we got. JP, appreciate you filling in the last couple of days. TLC, great job on the board. Folks, shout out to everybody in the chat. Wherever you're listening, we love you. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Common Man and Timmy coming up next. It is Go to Jail Friday. We'll talk to you on Monday. We're Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
We are your radio home for the Buckeyes, Browns, and all the NFL games you can handle. We may have a bit of a football problem.
Oh, yeah.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hey, what's up?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.